If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I, as a broadcaster and a sports professional, can in no way condone this.
Mr. Kimmel!
Mr. Kimmel?
Yes.
What are you with again?
K-Rock Radio, Kevin and Bean in the morning.
Well, tell Ken and Bean that I said hello, and thanks, I appreciate it.
When are you going to come into our studio?
I got to get in the movie right now. Take care.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
How do you think the show's going so far?
I think it's weak.
That was typical Jessica.
Shut the hell up.
I'm just a white girl who can't dance. I can only push my tush.
Shut up.
I'm not a brat.
You're a spoiled brat.
I am not. I'm a nice girl.
You're a bratty girl.
I treat you very nice. I hate you right now.
Oh, my God. Shut the hell up.
I think when you get out in the world a little more, you'll discover that not all well-dressed, articulate, detail-oriented men are gay. Many of them are just Asian.
Kevin Bean, there's one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean.
And now,
I shall continue to oppose efforts to legalize marijuana.
You dick!
Our feature presentation.
My mic wasn't on, sorry.
He didn't turn on his own microphone.
You know what we should do? We should get that guy in, the guy that sings that song.
Mm.
We should have him come into the studio and, like, talk to him about it and have him sing.
He died in the 1930s. I'm sorry. You're talking about Robert Johnson, your friend Robert Johnson? Yeah, he died in the 30s.
No, idiot, Robert Bradley.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant Robert Johnson.
Oh, my God.
As you called him when he was on the show a week ago.
Oh, that's right. I did do that.
Actually, if you missed his appearance, Robert Bradley of the Blackwater Surprise, who's a wonderful singer, he's the one who recorded that version. He was on our show last week at the end of the show, and if you missed it because you only listen early, 1 week from right now, you can hear our interview with him and hear him do the song live in the studio of K-Rock. It was pretty cool.
It's fascinating. He's been blind since birth, and he was pretty much just out on the street singing and, you know, trying to get donations.
Yeah.
And the other guys were in the studio trying to record, and they said, man, that guy's loud. Closed the window, and then they started listening. They said, "Hey, come in here and sing with us." That's I've never heard a story like that.
No, it's weird because they realized, "Hey, we're in a band and we're recording an album. That guy out there who's singing for change is a better singer than we are.
Right.
So let's go get him to come in and be our lead singer." I mean, talk about right place, right time. I mean, if that band's recording, you know, four blocks away from where they are, then all of a sudden this guy doesn't get discovered by them. You know?
Yep, that's true.
Pretty cool.
It's crazy.
Spends the rest of his time out on the street. So that's a good story. It's Friday. It's the 22nd of Poon.
Hello, Poon.
And it's the Kevin and Bean Show. What's happening, people?
Not too much.
Just, yes, Lisa?
No, nothing.
Your thing was last night?
My thing was last night.
And how was it?
It was fabulous.
Was it?
Yes.
Were you a big hit?
I was, actually. It went really, really well. And people started singing along with my guitar song.
Really?
Which was funny. And I had this great line in the middle of it. I was playing Singing the Clowns, or Bringing the Clowns, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Singing the Clowns.
On a keyboard. And I was standing up. And right in the middle, I said, "I'm so Lori Partridge." And everybody got it, which I was so excited about, because that's kind of a throwback. Yeah,
I know. Well, it was all friends and family. So they just heard you say words, and then they laugh.
They know when they're supposed to laugh, and they do. That's what's so great about this audience.
You've got them trained.
You could poop. And they would laugh.
Really?
Well, I actually did that. I ever had a poop machine.
Oh. What?
You know, like a machine that makes pooping noises.
What the hell kind of show is this?
A fart machine, you
mean? A fart machine.
She's dancing and tap dancing and playing the guitar and pooping.
Well,
and
I had a little bit about taking a tumbling class, and then I had to leave because I had this terrible, you know, incident.
And where did the feces come in?
No.
She meant fart.
The noise, the fart.
She meant
fart.
Wow, that's a hell of a show right there. I can't get my head around that one.
It's crazy.
If you're telling a story about you in a tumbling class, which is close enough to be sexual that we can get excited about it, then don't ruin it by saying you had to leave because of a horrible farting incident.
Well,
we don't care.
Don't throw cold water on us at that point.
I wasn't trying to sex up the audience.
Right, but what I'm saying
is the point.
You have to know your intended audience.
Yes, the only way that story gets better. So you still you don't tell that part either. You just say one time, and that way, in my mind, it can be 2 weeks ago. I was in a tumbling class, and then rather than go in the direction of then a farting incident happened, then I can think, you know, you're talking about, and then my top fell off. I mean, there's a lot of ways the story can go. It can get better. You figure out a way to make it worse.
Oh, Bean, you don't understand Lisa, theater.
Lisa, Lisa,
and then my top fell off.
And then your top
fell off. Well, that is a story. You're right. I was so misguided.
Because tops fall off all the time.
Why weren't you helping me write this?
Two cheers for Lisa. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Now, deep breath and quiet.
Okay. All right. Hey, this is the last day that we'll be able to talk about this, but the fallout continues on Hey There Vagina, which was the very popular song that Psychomike recorded that rocketed right to the top of the K-Rock charts, and then instantly, as soon as people heard it, got pulled because the lawyer said it was obscene and offensive and indecent, I guess is what they said, right?
Yes.
So our pal Harvey Levin over at TMZ.com, the greatest entertainment website in the world, put up the song and asked people to vote on whether they thought it was obscene or not, and about 3 out of 4 think it's great, and about 1 out of 4, and remember, these are people voting not just from Los Angeles, but people from all over the world.
People have no idea who we are or what our sense of
humor
is like.
No,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, so they're not necessarily living in the community standards environment that we're broadcasting to. But anyway, what's awesome about it, and the reason you ought to go to TMZ.com, is because there's a comment section. Kevin, you get a chance to look at any
comments?
I didn't,
no.
Oh, it's the best. So you get the people, God bless them, who are fans, who are like, either they know the show and they say, hey, I'm a big Kevin and Bean fan, it's bogus that what the guys are doing to him, it's just funny. And then you get the people who've never even heard of us who say, well, I mean, it's dumb, but I don't want the government, you know, and in this case, of course, it wasn't the government, it was our own attorneys in their fear of the government. I don't want other people deciding that I can't hear it if I want to. But what's awesome is the angry women who hate it so much and hate Psycho Mike so much.
Oh. And hate us and hate everything that has to do with this.
Well, you know, if you didn't know us, I could see where that would upset you a little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, we're talking about lips that are great right up until they're attached to a woman.
No. Well, yeah.
There's that line.
Yeah, but who doesn't agree with that? Come on. At least you need to shut women just need to shut the F up. But listen to this. For instance, here's a comment about Psycho Mike. Psycho Mike, do you have any idea what goes on in third world countries to women? I advise you to take a look and see. You really need a history lesson. You should not be allowed on the air. You're such a low-class lowlife. Now, this is somebody who doesn't know anything about Mike, but hears that song and assumes that he's now endorsing genital mutilation of women in Africa.
She doesn't know anything about him, but she's got him pegged. And I thought that was...
Psycho Mike is a psycho with absolutely no talent whatsoever. He needs psychotherapy, and so does anyone else who favors him and his stupid antics. You all are idiots.
That's clever, though.
Psycho Mike is a psycho. Dear God.
My favorite, though, and Mike, I don't know if you saw this one or not, is there's a woman who just was all over the boards, and her name is Vaginas with Teeth. Did you see any of Vaginas with Teeth?
I did catch a little bit of Vaginas with Teeth.
Hey, Vaginas with Teeth is awesome.
Let me just interrupt and ask you, were the comments about Psycho Mike?
Well, yeah, they're right about his song.
Then he saw them.
That's true. Women are not objects. A vagina is not an object for these idiots' pleasure. And let me just stop Vaginas with Teeth right there and say, how is a vagina not an object for pleasure?
That's really...
Under what circumstances is a vagina not intended by God to bring pleasure?
Well,
that's what it's there for.
She could think it's for just having babies.
I think that we can get a little clue from her screen name. Vaginas with Teeth.
No one's been there in a long
time. What the hell?
Right? I hope that any woman associated with the writers of this song never let them see or be with a woman again. It is a degrading, useless song. It is disrespectful to women. I am appalled by the lyrics. These men need some serious therapy. I wonder what their mothers would think about their stupid song. I can't believe that a vagina actually allowed these idiots to be born so they could write such a stupid and degrading song. And by the way, according to Vaginas with Teeth, it's degrading, not degrading, by the way.
Right.
Hey, idiots, why don't you go and write about something meaningful and don't write about something for your own selfish, self-centered, disgusting, unfulfilled, narcissistic lives? The fact that – here's my favorite line of the whole thing. The fact that you would even utter any words about women should be a crime.
Oh, my God.
The fact that we're allowed to speak about women?
Yes.
Go take your tallywags and shove it up your guy friends behind. Now, there's a parking spot for you. If our vaginas could have teeth, which maybe they will have one day, you better watch where you park, you idiots.
Wow. Those are men haters.
I'm guessing no one has or will parked there in a while.
Yeah.
How awesome is that? And then, of course, the people that hate her, and this is the last one I'll read. Hey, Vaginas with Teeth, speaking of idiots, why don't you look in a mirror? If vaginas had teeth, you wouldn't be here. Why don't you go home and shave your back? I don't even know. I don't know what that means, but.
Sincerely, Psycho Mike.
My
Anyway, yeah, Psycho Mike, I'm surprised you're not on there under some sort of an alias trying to defend yourself.
Mike, he's not.
No, I got an email from another listener saying you got to see copying and pasting these comments to me. And I was blown away, so I went to TMZ and looked at the comments, and I was just rolling on the floor laughing at some of them. It's so funny.
It is. It's funny what people get offended by.
Mike and has hit a chord, apparently.
Yes.
With some people.
Yeah. Well, like I said, today's the last day we'll probably be talking about it, but Hey There Vagina is still available for you at freetobe-la.com if you want to get it, because unfortunately, as you may have heard yesterday, we're not able to play it. But that's the vagina update.
The original and the follow-up song, both on that site.
Oh, good. Yeah. I love the Hey There, How Are You?
All right. Friday morning, Kevin and Bean Show. That means we got Movie Beat. Ralph will be telling you about all the new movies in the theaters.
Great.
Is today Evan Almighty?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it
looks
is.
Great.
We got to talk to Brad Bird. He's the writer of
Ratatouille.
I didn't want to say it wrong. Ratatouille, okay. Which Kevin Smith was in and said was fantastic.
I'm really excited. I'm definitely going
about
now.
About that. Jenna Jameson on the show today talking about erotic LA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Talk about Hey There Vagina.
Yeah.
Also, we have the author of a fascinating article, and I've been yelling at people for 2 weeks to get this on the air because it is... It's really scary. She wrote an article about it's called Supersize Me, and it's in Details Magazine, the May issue. And it is basically about people who are obesely, I mean, just over the top fat, 500-600 pound type of people. Not just
that's just sad.
Not just 20 pounds overweight.
Yeah.
And they get turned on by watching those people eat.
Oh, that's so gross.
Right? So they order a ton of food. They just shovel it in. Yeah.
And then somehow they have sex with them?
Yes. Oh. It is really gross.
That's really sick.
So we're bringing it to you on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
Nice job. Because I'm fat, fat, I'm fat.
Show me, really fat. Don't get enough opportunities to play weird. Nope. Also, the director of a new movie you might not have heard of called Black Sheep, Jonathan King, is going to be in the 6 o'clock hour. This looks so fantastic. It's crazy sheep killing people, and it just looks fantastic. I can't wait for it.
God.
We got Ali Velshi, who is the CNN senior business correspondent, telling us about the iPhone.
Oh.
Which Bean won't shut up about.
Bean is so excited.
Well, it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be impossible to find. I mean, people are going to be camped out. You know, they're selling them in stores. You can't pre-order. You got to line up, and they're opening the doors at 6 o'clock next Friday night, and they're going to be gone by 7 probably. You know, and then you'd be back on the list
because they're making 5 of them.
I think so. Well, that's Apple doesn't really share a lot of those details. They're not telling how many they're making or how many are going to be available at each stores, but they're only going to be sold at Apple stores and AT&T stores. So it's going to be quite the rush to get it first. That's for sure.
We also have Snoop Dogg on today's show.
We do?
Damn.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
He called late yesterday and said, like to come on the show. And we said, okay. And then we hung up and we said, why?
You don't care why.
We don't care.
Snoop Dogg.
Doesn't matter.
Is he a concert coming up or what's it about?
Seriously.
We don't know. Okay. Right.
Just heard Snoop said, okay. I'm in.
Okay.
We also have the grand prize drawing, K-Rock's Road Trip USA stop number 3, which is Queens of the Stone Age in Indianapolis, and details on stop number 4, which goes all weekend long.
Great.
Sweet.
So that's coming up. We have the world's greatest band, the Transformers tribute band, Megatron.
Oh!
They rule. And we've got that trip to Japan Ralph has been talking about all week long to see the Transformers.
Great.
So that's all coming up.
Too much. There's no way that all gets done by 10 a.m. There's no way.
We run late usually with a regular show, so this isn't going to work. It's going to be
If we had affiliates, we would warn them right now that we're running long.
So that's all coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break. Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
Right now, Ralph's got the first showbiz beat for a Friday morning. Mr. Gramming, what's going on?
Is it Megatron in Tokyo?
Hi!
I'm sorry. No, it is not.
Oh, Megatron. I couldn't be more excited. You could have the freaking Beatles in the studio next door setting up. I'd be like, whatever. Where's Megatron?
Just a couple of teenagers with a Casio. Isn't that all that's coming in? What do we got going on
here?
You
know what? You don't even...
I don't know anything about Megatron.
Here's all I need to know right here.
If they had iPhones, you'd be excited.
This is what I need to know about Megatron. This is all I need to know.
And one day, not Megatron, will lead us.
Come on.
Maybe
Psycho Mike could talk to them about mic technique. How dare you? That's perfect.
Lisa and I were talking about it this morning. What if the guy comes in and he's like Freddie Mercury live, but is this the recording?
Yeah. We'll be so disappointed.
They record it on a wax cylinder, one of those old Thomas Edison machines, and he comes in. He's just got the clearest, most beautiful voice you've ever heard.
He's an angel. I was thinking about the Transformers, and he's screaming, "I hate you." We had to have him in.
Well, because okay. the battle for leadership of the Decepticons between Megatron and Skyscream. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Transformers, as we've done all week long, I still have more tickets today to give away to the special K-Rock advanced screening of that very same movie directed by Michael Bay, the big screen version of Transformers. Sound just like Fee Waybill, the lead singer of the Tubes.
Yeah,
I can see that.
It sounds like anyone in the 80s.
That's true. Pretty much any 80s band. Could be Kip Winger for all I know. Anyway, I've got four pair of tickets right now to give away to the special advanced K-Rock screening. We're running low. We've only got about 13 pairs to give away today.
Oh, no.
And then at the end of the show today, around 9 o'clock, I will choose the grand prize winner out of everyone who has won tickets this week. It is a trip to Japan to see the world premiere of Transformers.
That's pretty strong.
Pretty exciting week. Here's the trivia question this morning. If you know the correct answer and you're one of the first four callers to get through at 1-800-520-1067, you score yourself a pair of tickets to see the K-Rock advanced screening of Transformers, which I will be at, by the way. So
really? What a surprise.
Come up and say hi, won't you?
I didn't even know you liked the Transformers. That's interesting.
Here's the trivia question. Optimus Prime, of course, the legendary leader of the Autobots, the good guys in the Transformer universe. But as every good Transformer fan knows,
sure,
he met an untimely end. Who took over as Prime, as the leader of the Autobots, when that happened?
The Emperor.
Not the Emperor, no. You're thinking of a whole other mythology.
Pop music star, Falco.
Not Falco either. Call now with the correct answer, 1-800-520-1067. I guess I would recommend you call it the correct answer. I wouldn't recommend you call it the wrong answer.
Sure.
That would be pointless, wouldn't it? Let's take a look at the showbiz news while we have a second. Everyone talking about this deal that NBC made yesterday with Paris Hilton to get the first post-jail interview with her on the Today Show with Meredith Vieira. She leaves Linwood on Monday, so I'm guessing we can expect to see that interview sometime next week.
That's hot.
A cool $1 million spent to secure that interview.
Isn't that crazy? Because we all know what she's going to say.
I've learned a lot from this, and I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to change the way I live my life, and I hope that I can be a power for good.
Yeah, and then she's going to go out and start whoring around again.
Yeah.
$1 million.
Well, I'm glad she's getting the money, at least, because she needs it.
That's
know,
true.
To start her life over again. Once you get out of the joint, man, you need, yeah, you need a fresh set of clothes. You need a place to stay.
Yep. You need a hand up to kind of integrate back into society.
Absolutely. So good thing she's making that $1 million. Meanwhile,
that's offensive on every level that somebody's paying her $1 million for an interview.
Yeah, it's
it
offensive
really
that they're going to talk to her in the first place.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all offensive.
They're going to bombard us with more freaking Paris Hilton news, which is really... I was trying to think yesterday, has there been a more inconsequential story given more attention ever in the history of the news media?
I don't think so. I mean, at least with Anna Nicole, who's equally worthless, at least she died.
There was
I mean,
an event.
At least,
yeah, there was,
there
an,
was
event
an event. Something happened that it was,
and a baby.
Out of proportion.
You know, in that particular case.
Right. It was a mystery about who the father of a child was. At least there was some sort of intrigue there. I could see, even on a most purient sort of voyeuristic level of showbiz gossip.
But who cares whether Paris drives or doesn't drive or is in jail or isn't in jail? I mean, who cares where she is or what happens to her?
It's the one of the most mundane of events in Southern California because it happens a lot, unfortunately. People driving without licenses or driving while intoxicated. It's
maybe for $1 million she's going to sing.
I'm hot to death. She is.
And so sexy.
So sexy. Although that Stars is Blind song, I still kind of like that.
Oh, you don't.
That was okay. It wasn't awful.
Fun summertime song, sitting by the pool with a pina colada in your hand. I can groove on that a little bit.
Yeah. As long as you don't know it's Paris Hilton, that ruins it. If you think about that, it's Paris Hilton.
Right.
We got a winner! Nelly.
Oh, Nelly indeed.
Let's go to Kai in Huntington Beach. Hi. Good morning, Kai. No, Kai.
Yeah,
Kai. Hey, Kai, what's going on, man?
Nothing.
And it's Hot Rod. He turned into Rodimus Prime.
That's absolutely right. Hot Rod turned into Rodimus Prime and took over as leader of the Autobots. You're spot on, my friends.
Is this a prank you guys are playing on us because we don't know and you're just having the listeners just make up words and pretending that it's a movie?
You got a lot of catching up to do, my friend, before July 3rd when comes out.
Rodimus Prime. What are you... Come on.
Hold on. We'll give you all the details. How do you get your tickets? And, of course, you are entered into the grand prize drawing for later on this morning. Okay, then. Bye.
I already put it on. Hold on. I'm sorry.
That's right. I wonder if Mike is a girl or Chris or Spencer. I wonder if all these other people on hold are... Oh, nope. It's just more of Ralph's basement friends.
Ralph's basement friends.
It's my new show, by the way. You'll tune in on Friday nights for Ralph's basement friends.
It's a dance party.
David Hasselhoff said he's ready to sue the London Sun tabloid because they were the ones that reported he was blasted out of his mind drinking from a vodka bottle, bumping into people, and panhandling drinks from customers.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
Why could anyone assume that David Hasselhoff would be out loaded?
Right. That's crazy.
They claimed it was the night he won legal custody of his two daughters. He was celebrating at Ledoux in Hollywood, and he was juiced out of his mind. However, the Hoff has categorically denied the report and says he'll get an apology or he'll see them in court, bitches.
Sounds from the story like if it's true, there's plenty of people to back it up. If it's not, then you know.
They obviously shouldn't print it, yeah.
But
one way or the other, we'll know the truth.
If it is true, it'll come out quickly.
Yeah.
This is a mess.
Yeah, it sure is.
It is a mess.
You know that new movie that Al Pacino and Robert De Niro are making called Righteous Kill?
Yep.
First time the two of them have significantly acted together in a motion picture. Of course, they did have one or two scenes there in Heat. But other than that, it's the first time the two giants have been getting together. Another member is added to the cast, another giant in the acting industry, 50 Cent.
Yes.
Who has joined the cast of Righteous Kill.
Proven actor.
Yes. I'm sure he will be able to hold his own against the ranks of Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
But proven Righteous Kills, I think.
That's for sure.
So maybe that's it.
Maybe he's just working as a consultant on how to take a bullet.
Yeah.
I read the story and I said, look, I get it. I know he's a popular rapper and there's a way to guarantee a certain audience by casting him in that role. And then I thought about, it's hard enough in this town as an actor to try to get a gig.
Right.
But if you're a minority actor, like if you're an African-American actor, where already such a smaller percentage of roles are written for those type of actors, a black actor today must read this and say, God damn it! I spent 4 years at Juilliard, and 50 Cent is going to just roll up and take this role with De Niro and Pacino.
You're not going to be happy about this, but I think he's a pretty decent actor. Did you see any
of
his movies?
I'm sure he is. I haven't seen any of his movies.
I saw one of his movies. He was okay.
I'm sure he's fine. Don't get me wrong. I don't think he's not qualified to act. I just think, I'm guaranteeing you, in fact, without just a blind guarantee, that there's an African-American actor out there who could do a better job than this guy could.
Yeah. I could see that.
And I just feel bad for those guys. But look, fame and money, man.
Right.
That's how you got to think when you're casting.
You get out there and rap, people.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, you black actors. Start rapping. That's what I'm telling you. And here's an interesting story. There is a new name thrown in the ring for the possible replacement for Bob Barker on The Price is Right. You know, Rosie O'Donnell's been chasing that.
Yeah.
That
pop music star, Falco.
No, I don't think Falco's going to get it. Drew Carey.
Talk about now, Drew that's Carey, a great choice.
That's a great choice.
Yeah, great choice.
Interesting.
Funny off-the-cuff guy. Couldn't be more personable.
Yeah, really likable. Huh.
Loves to
great
work
with regular people.
Yeah, he worked on that Whose Line Is It Anyway show. He was great as a host of that.
How about that?
I think it's an excellent, excellent choice. So let's hope that that comes to pass.
Isn't he already doing some other game show this year that people are excited about, Ralph?
Power of 10.
Is that what it's called?
Yes. However, insiders say there's no reason he couldn't do both because...
With
these game shows, you shoot like five in a day. You can shoot a week's worth of work in one day. So you could probably do one off, one either way. And who knows? The primetime game shows come and go pretty quickly. So this Power 10 may not be the everlasting success that Price is Right has been. So we'll have to wait and see.
What's interesting about that show is the questions go up by tenfold. The amount you win goes up by tenfold. It's like the first one's 1,000, next one's 10,000. The third question is 100,000. It's insane the amount of money that you can win.
That's a good idea because most of these game shows just chap my ass when they start with, okay, this is for $100. Salt and blank are
on the table. Yes, you just want to skip the first 20 minutes of the game,
next one's for $150. Dog spelled backwards is, I'm on 15 minutes. You got to wait until it gets interesting.
If you could answer 700 questions in a row, you'll win big money.
Exactly. We'll have time for that. Today's celebrity birthdays, David L. Landers. He played Squeaky on Laverne and Shirley. He's 60 years old today. Hello, Laverne. One of my favorite lines in all television. Meryl Streep, who oddly enough also played Squeaky, the original Squeaky.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. Yes. She's good.
She's 58 years old today. Lindsay Wagner, probably still best known as the Bionic Woman. She is 58 years old as well. Cyndi Lauper, very powerful and talented actress, singer from the 80s, of course, who still works. Still does a lot of concerts.
And has Rosie O'Donnell opening for her on this tour, by the way.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
All right, she's off the birthday list. We'll no longer mention her. Marilyn Raskub from 24.
Love
her. We've had her in the show. She's a lovely, charming woman. She's 36 years old today. Donald Faison, our friend from Scrubs, who plays Turk on that show. He's 33 years old today. And Carson Daly, speaking of pals. Carson Daly, who...
Don't say it.
Don't even start.
No,
don't
I'm
start.
Saying...
Don't
he,
start.
He could use a sandwich or something. Have you seen him lately?
Yeah, he could. He's awfully thin.
He's manorexic.
All right.
He could use a toffee. Give him some toffee. That's what I say. Yeah, high caloric.
Somebody get him some toffee.
Give him some toffee.
All right.
It's good advice.
He's 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Very excited about the iPhone coming out 1 week from today. I don't want to say it's maybe being overhyped a little bit, Kevin, but here's a quote from independent technology analyst Richard Doherty, who calls it, quote, the most eagerly awaited consumer technology device of the last 20 years, is what he's saying about the iPhone.
Better than iPod?
Well, let's find out from CNN senior business correspondent Ali Velshi, who's on the line with us right now. Ali, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Good morning.
Thank you. Are we hyping the iPhone?
We're not here to hype. We are here to find out what's true and what's not, because, Apple is notoriously tight-lipped about details, but you see their commercials, and they're so good at commercials that you watch it and you go, even if you have a new phone, you go, well, I have to have that one.
There is definitely a remarkable cool factor to this phone. No question about that. We watch those commercials. The thing that worries me and worries a lot of people is that keyboard function. For those of us who are used to Palms or Blackberries, where you punch a button and you get feedback, you understand what you're doing. This is a touch screen. It's not something we're familiar with using. You may be familiar with using it at an airport or somewhere like that, but you're not familiar with sending emails on a touch screen using your finger. So that might be the biggest problem they encounter. Yeah. The other problem is the price. I mean, this thing's $500-$600 depending on what you want to, what kind of stuff you want on
it. It is. It's $499 for a 4 gig and $599 for an 8 gig. And
wow.
Here's my question for you, Ellie. How could it possibly live up to the hype that's out there? I mean, my partner Bean has been, I don't know, camped out for like months waiting for this thing.
Like, it's still just a phone, right?
How can it?
There will be people physically camped out waiting for this thing. That, Apple is quite remarkable at living up to its hype, which is actually kind of interesting. This hype is bigger than anything they've had. But, when you think of the things that Apple has changed, how it changed the computing landscape, how it created the digital music landscape, you got to give them some credit for this. They might know what they're doing. I don't get it. I think it's a little expensive. But Apple has a following, and they say this time they're also going to go after that corporate market, the market that has largely ignored Apple. This has really been a creative, trendy, hot thing. They're saying that this thing, they really want this to be the standard. So what you were saying about it being the hottest technology product in 20 years, it's entirely possible.
It's interesting that Apple, who has had their ups and downs in the past 25 years as a computer company, now, of course, there are a lot of people who still love their computers, but they don't even have a computer in their name anymore. They make more money selling, iPods and now iPhones than they do in computers. It really seems like they're expanding what Apple means to people to go after everybody, like you're saying.
And we should remember that, like iTunes, for instance, it's not a very profitable part of the business. It actually just causes people to buy iPods. It's a marketing tool. This is a company that when Steve Jobs came back, 10 years ago, it was virtually bankrupt. I mean, this company was not doing well at all. The thing I have to give Apple credit for is they have people there who think about what we're going to want to buy in 10 or 15 years, things that we don't even conceive of.
Right.
And this is the fruition of that sort of thing. They waited a long time to see if they get it right. They have a tendency to get things right fairly early on, which Microsoft often has to take a few tries before they get something right. But this is going to really depend on whether it works. Their first weekend, next weekend, and after that, those first few weeks and the feedback that people give, that's going to be what makes the difference.
Now, have you had a chance to have one and play with one in your hand yet, Allie?
I devote about 20% of every day to conversations with my producer and with Apple and with AT&T about getting one. There are about five of them out there, and they're not with me. They're going to give big sneak previews. I think on the day they release, they're going to pop into some television shows for about 20 minutes, let you sort of look at it up close and take it away. So we're trying to get our hands on one. I really want to try the functions to see if this is the kind of thing that a heavy user of communications like me is going to be able to use, or is this a fancy thing for early adopters who happen to be Apple devotees?
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this, because one of the commercials, and I just saw this one again last night, is, and I guess what's one of the things that's so impressive about this that people have been talking about since it was introduced at that Apple show is the big, beautiful, bright screen. It's like watching a mini, TV or a DVD player. But they show a guy turning it over and hitting a button for the internet, and he's scrolling through YouTube videos, and he clicks on that that video of the bulldog on the skateboard, and he's watching it, and it's just beautiful and rich and color, and there's obviously it's a commercial, so it's streaming perfectly. There's no stops and starts. Is that realistically how well the internet will come in on this phone?
The streaming is always an issue. If it's streaming video, that's a different story than video that it's playing back. Any video that you've got stored in there that you play back, no problem.
Right.
Apple has mastered that.
Right.
Streaming is the cell phone, the AT&T side of the technology, so we'll have to see whether that works as effectively. But the deal with YouTube is going to be a big, big thing for Apple. The fact that, YouTube is just so popular, particularly amongst the generation that enjoys Apple products and iPods, that's going to be a big deal. You are going to be able to download things and watch them as clearly as that commercial shows. Apple's videos have been that impressive.
Let me ask you about the deals that you seem to get. Because when you go buy a cell phone, it says $299, $399 for the phone unless you sign up for a year, and then we'll throw in a car, and it's free.
Yeah.
And is there going to be any of that kind of stuff with this phone, or is it going to be $500 or $600?
That's the clincher. It's $500 or $600 plus the contract with AT&T. This isn't the $500 or $600, take it and walk out of the store and do what you want with it. There's only one provider. There's only one distributor, AT&T. At this point, the way Apple creates its hype is you're going to be lucky if you get one and they don't run out. Reports say there are 3 million of them available for the initial launch. Nobody will confirm whether that's true or not. You know what will happen if they run out. It'll just become more popular.
Yeah,
so,
of course,
right. You don't have the choices that you do with other phones.
And you pay above and beyond just whatever you're paying AT&T for voice, right? It's an additional $20 or something like that.
Service. That's right. So you buy the iPhone at full price, maybe more than full price, depending on what the demand is. You take the contract for your normal voice contract, and then you have to pay for whatever data plan you want. So it is not going to be cheap by any standard.
Your house over. This is the voice of Ali Velshi on the line. He is the CNN senior business correspondent. We're talking about the iPhone that is available only at Apple stores and AT&T stores next Friday night at 6 o'clock. The big question that a lot of people have asked, and Apple has had trouble with this in the past, Ali, is what do you know about the battery? If you're going to be using this for videos and internet and email and phones and everything else, iTunes, what about the battery? Is it going to last 30 minutes?
Apple announced that it's enhancing its battery because that's always been people's concern. The video portion of this sucks battery life.
Right.
Apple's very clear to make, to say that depending on how you use this thing, if you use it mostly as a phone, you're not going to have video problems. You're not going to have battery problems. If you use mostly for video, you're going to have battery. They don't tell you you're going to have battery problems, but you're going to get a lot less usage.
Right.
If you're a guy like me who carries a BlackBerry, a phone, you're going to combine the usage of those two things. Well, you don't want to be running out of the ability to use your BlackBerry or your phone because you're happening to listen, you're listening to videos or listening to music or watching videos.
Ali, let me ask you this question, because it seems like in the movie world, if they don't release a movie for critics to look at, it's kind of a bad sign because they don't want to get bad mouth. Why don't you have one already? You're the CNN senior business correspondent.
If him, not then who?
Yeah, why aren't they putting him out there to be reviewed?
One of the people who's reviewing is Walter Mossberg from the Wall Street Journal, who, when Apple's Steve Jobs talks, he talks to Walter Mossberg. They're keeping it very close to people who are very, very knowledgeable about technology. I'd like to think I'm in that group, but apparently I'm not. Apple doesn't suffer from this. Apple really doesn't suffer from whether I think Apple's good or not. They have a group of people who love their stuff, and there's nothing that the four of us can say that are going to change their minds about it.
Right. Gotcha. Well, it's 1 week from tonight at 6 o'clock. If you want to try to get one, I guess Steve Jobs is predicting they'll sell about 10 million in the first year or a little more or something like that. So if you don't get one in the first wave, they are going to be more. But Ali Velshi, CNN senior business correspondent, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. We really appreciate you coming on the Kevin and Bean Show and talking to us about it.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Bye now.
Black sheep!
Woo! I don't think I'll ever forget the day that Ralph first came in and told us that Black Sheep was in production and it was coming later this year. I just have been counting the days, and today's the day, Black Sheep, in theaters.
I saw the trailer on the internet before I even heard about it, and I thought someone had just put together an amazingly brilliant, hilarious movie parody trailer. And then I found out it was New Zealand's highest grossing horror film ever, and rightly so. It looks like the greatest movie I will ever see in my lifetime.
I agree. Well, Jonathan King is the director of said Black Sheep, which opens up in theaters today. We're very delighted to have him on the Kevin and Bean Show here in the good old U.S. of A. Good morning, Mr. King.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Is this, as New York Newsday magazine says, the best vampire flesh-eating livestock movie of the year, sir?
Absolutely. It's the best flesh-eating sheep movie ever, I think.
Now, you wrote this as well, right, Jonathan?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You wrote this as well, right?
Yes, I did, yeah.
How did you get the idea of sheep zombies?
Well, I've always kind of loved those movies, and, you know, things like The Evil Dead and Dawn of the Dead and Dead Alive and things like that, and, you know, there's a lot of sheep in New Zealand, and I kind of put the two together one day. It just kind of popped into my head, like you put the two together, sheep in that kind of film, and I thought it was a recipe for good fun, and it was.
Well, they say write what you know, so you looked around and saw some sheep. I said, wow, it would suck if these sheep became flesh eaters.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's one scene that I saw in a preview where the sheep are trying, they're busting through the door with their heads, trying to attack these people. I mean, it looks like there is some genuine scary moments.
Yeah, it's I tried to sort of make it as scary as I could. Look, it's not that scary, but it's a lot of fun, and there's some good frights, and there's some good gross out stuff, and there's some good kind of splatter gore stuff as well.
Now, Jonathan, New Zealand has become quite the movie making country, of course, in the wake of Peter Jackson and all that stuff going on. Did you have a hard time selling this idea to get the financing for this movie?
It felt like a hard time at the time, but it actually went reasonably smoothly. It took us probably 3 years from starting the script. So I started the script to starting to shoot the film. So that wasn't too bad, really. So, yeah, it kept kind of moving ahead. And people always smiled and laughed and said, hey, that's a cool idea. It was just a matter of finding the actual person who was going
to
pay for it.
But did you have to say, no, I'm serious. No, I really want to make this movie.
It was a bit like that. I didn't tell anyone about it until, like, I had a script for it. Because thought, you know, you tell people the idea and they go, okay, good. But, you know, now, there's a real world and there are real characters there, and it brings you into the world of the story, and then things kind of get crazy.
Jonathan, how did you handle working on the set with dozens and dozens and dozens of sheep? Is a lot of it actually stuff that you taught the sheep to do, or is there a lot of CGI and special effects in the film?
Well, there's no CGI in the film, essentially. It's all either live sheep or puppets and animatronics and prosthetics and quite old-school effects. We had these pretty amazing trained sheep, actually, that there was quite a bit that they can do, and then you kind of hand over to the puppets and things. But you have to be very patient, and you have to roll a lot of film till the sheep gets it right.
Tell people the basic storyline and how the sheep end up biting people.
It's set on a sprawling New Zealand sheep farm the day the genetic engineering sheep program goes horribly wrong. So a couple of inept environmental activists kind of sneak onto the farm to try and find some evidence of what's going on, and they ended up stealing this vial with a horrible little mutant lamb creature in there. And the little creature escapes and then bites one of the people and bites some of the sheep, and it all kind of runs amok from there.
And then it's Violence of the Lambs.
Jonathan, I'm sure, you know, like you said, it took a number of years to get the thing made, and what a thrill to see the success you've had there in your home country. But today must be such a special day to know it's opening in New York and Los Angeles, all the way on the other side of the world. People will see your vision on the big screen.
It's really, really exciting. I've played and I've been to a few festivals with it, and I was in Tribeca in New York about a month ago, and I was in Austin for South by Southwest, which was really great, and we had our world premiere in Toronto Film Festival last year, and I've been to Europe and things as well, but it's a great, the film festival audiences have been fantastic, and they really come along to enjoy it, but at the end of the day, you know, I wanted kind of general audiences to see the film, and so, yeah, it's very exciting. Beyond my wildest dreams, really.
Let me tell people where they can see it if they want. It opens up in Los Angeles today at the Santa Monica Landmark New Wilshire, which is a great theater. Also our favorite, the Lamley Sunset 5 in West Hollywood. It's playing both places. The film is called Black Sheep, and I expect it will go wider as the word of mouth spreads on this because you're getting tremendous reviews. It looks great, Jonathan, and I know it's the middle of the night for you there in New Zealand. We really appreciate you staying up to talk to us on K-Rock this morning.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Jonathan.
I just want to find women that are like 500-600 pounds, Kevin, and then just watch them eat, like shovel food into their mouths and then have sex with them. Where can I go for something like that?
Dude, we're going to talk to a writer in about 20 minutes that wrote an article on those people. They're called feeders.
There can't be a lot of them, can there?
I don't know.
Oh. And a live performance in the 7 o'clock hour from a Transformers tribute band. All of that coming up. It's a huge Kevin Avine show. Plus, we're going to give away a trip to Indianapolis and unveil destination number, I want to say 4 maybe, for the K-Rock Road Trip USA 2007.
All right, let's talk about Michael Jackson for a second. I don't know if you saw this story. Ralph mentioned it a little bit ago, but there's a story out. This is shocking to me. There's a story out that they did some research on artists and people that would buy all of their new records and loved them. And Michael Jackson was number one.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Still, which was just
You're saying
shocking.
He still has fans who are supporting his musical career, which is a
yes.
shock to all of us. Okay?
So we thought we'd bring Michael onto the show. Hi, Mike.
Oh! Woo! Jam out! How do you like me now, bitches?
Well, it's a little bit of a surprise, but I guess this company's been around for a while. They're Pop Scores is what they're called, and they basically survey music fans about which artists they like and which artists they're excited about. And somehow you're at the top of the chart, I guess.
Yes. A lot of people forget that I am an artist and a musician, and my fans are some of the most loyal fans in the world.
82% of fans say they would buy anything Michael Jackson puts out.
Any goddamn piece of crap that I put on a CD, they'll buy.
Yes, what's up with that, and why aren't you cashing in?
Yeah. Sweet.
But, Michael, you've been putting out goddamn pieces of crap for 15 years now, and it doesn't seem like it's selling all of that well. So it seems to me like there's some sort of a discrepancy between what people say they'll do and what people actually do.
Well, I have had a creative block recently. Mm-hmm. I've had some financial issues.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've had some personal issues.
Sure. Mm-hmm. We saw that.
I've had some legal issues.
Saw that.
Certainly,
yeah.
Yes.
And it's been hard for my creative juices to get flowing.
Right.
Okay. For my creative Jesus juices to get flowing.
Right.
That makes me a little nervous when you talk about juices.
So I've been in my writing tree.
Okay.
And
yes.
I've gone up there, and I've worked on some new material.
Oh, is that right?
And now that I know that my fans will buy anything, I'm just going to slap whatever comes into my mind on a disc and sell it.
Now, you, of course, you don't live in California. You left Santa Barbara behind, so you took the writing tree with you, the tree from Neverland you actually took, and you live with it now in Dubai?
Well, I didn't take the whole tree. I took a branch.
A branch.
Just a branch,
and
okay.
I just sort of lay the branch down on the ground, and I stand on it.
Okay.
Not quite the same thing, but
I guess not.
Very similar.
And that helps you write music.
It does, and okay. I've got my new single. I think it's going to be a smash hit. I'm working on it in the studio now.
Oh, I didn't know you were in the studio working on something new. That was going to be my question. Why not put out a new CD if 82% will buy it?
Once I saw those numbers, I realized that I had to release something immediately.
Fantastic.
And I could, because I need the cash. So
okay.
I just, the first thing that popped into my head, I'm recording it this morning, and I'm going to release it this afternoon.
Is there, wow, that's a quick turnaround.
I need some money.
Okay.
Yeah. I am broke.
Is there anything that we could hear?
Somebody you want to hear a little piece of it?
Yeah, your new stuff?
Okay, sure. Everybody's on the dance tonight. Everybody's gonna be alright.
Oh, wait a minute, that's
everybody's gonna dance around tonight.
Michael, that's
everybody's gonna touch a child.
What?
Everybody's gonna get real wild. Everybody's gonna touch a child tonight.
Hey, Michael?
Everybody's gonna drop their pants.
Michael.
Everybody's gonna drop their pants.
Okay, all right.
Everybody's gonna make a child touch the genitals.
Oh,
get out!
That's what's on your mind.
I think it's a hit.
It's
a hit. I like it.
Yeah?
I'm going to pick it up.
You're going to pick it up?
It's a hit.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Friday morning. Ralph, let me guess. You're going to talk about the Transformers.
Yes! Transformers, more than meets the eye.
Hey, what could you tell us? Kevin and I have not been in the other room to see the Transformers tribute band that's getting set up. They're going to be performing next hour. Are they going to be awesome?
They're going to crush you.
Really? Yeah?
They will rock your world. They will slay you with sound.
Yeah. You haven't heard it, have you?
They're like Soundwave, the Autobot who was able to turn into a boombox or a tape recorder, rather, and just blast you.
Right.
That's what they're like.
Are you going to sit in, bring back your drumming days from your band Revolver?
I don't know. I don't know if I have the chops. I don't have the chops to stand with the guys of this quality, of this magnitude.
I understand.
Megatron.
It's like having the police in our studio. I understand what you're talking about.
I didn't
just
know
virtuosos.
Until earlier this morning, but I got an email from a competing Transformer tribute band.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. There's another band in L.A. apparently called Optimus Prime.
Wow.
And they are another Transformer tribute band.
Are they going to wait for these guys outside the gate?
There may be a rumble. I don't know. They may throw down. I do have tickets to give away to the special K-Rock advanced screening of Transformers. Look, it's going to come out on July the 3rd. But you're not going to be able to get into a theater when it comes out for like 6 weeks. It's going to be sold out.
Wow.
So what you want is to be able to see the advanced K-Rock screening. You'll see it before anybody else. I've got 5 pairs of tickets to give away right now. And everyone who wins will be entered into our grand prize drawing, which I will do later today. One lucky listener will get to go to see the Transformer world premiere and will be sent round trip with all the amenities to Tokyo.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
You don't have a winner yet.
He hasn't even asked the question.
I haven't asked the question. Here's the trivia question. Optimus Prime, the beloved leader of the Autobots. Everyone loves Optimus Prime.
Couldn't love him more.
How could you not shed a tear in Transformers the movie in 1987 when he passed away?
Right.
Oh, don't spoil it for me.
Anyway, the actor, the very talented voice actor who did the voice of Optimus Prime, reprises his role in this version, in this movie, Transformers the Michael Bay movie. They brought him back, and everyone their head explodes when you hear that voice because it's such a familiar voice. Who was the voice, the character actor, voice actor who played Optimus Prime in the
He's air? A fag.
No, he is not. If you know the correct answer, call 1-800-520-1067. First 5 callers to get through get a pair of tickets to the advanced screening and also go into our grand prize drawing.
If you're a girl, don't even call.
No, women.
Back to you,
Rob. A lot of girls are emailing me saying they love the Transformers. They just can't get through on the phone lines. It's hard.
What, women can't dial? What? Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, that's it, Lisa.
Women
can't dial.
You said it, not me.
Britney Spears is working on a new album. And believe it or not, word is on the street. It's great.
Yeah.
No.
She does have, I guess, money and or clout enough to hire good producers and good songwriters.
A record company insider interviewed by the New York Post says there are 4 definite hits on this album.
Wow.
4.
Okay.
Could it be the resurrection of Britney Spears' career?
Stranger things have happened. I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
She's sure acting like it is. Apparently, she was doing a photo shoot last week when she pulled the diva card. She walked off the set refusing to return.
Why?
Because she thought she knew what best about how to shoot the photos, and her and the photographer were not agreeing. So she said, well, then, screw you, and walked off. So, it's still the same old Britney we know and love. If she's like this now, when her career and her life's in the toilet, what's she going to be like if she becomes a star again?
She grows hair, you know?
Yeah, when she's got hair. Hollywood Walk of Fame. We know a lot about this.
Yes, we do.
Remember how we worked so hard to get Rodney on his star?
Yes, we did.
Or Rodney star.
Not on his star.
Yeah. Well, we could have done it before he passed away. I think it would have been...
I know. It's so sad that he didn't get to see that honor.
He's posthumously. Still alive. Of course, he got that posthumously in an event. Yeah.
And they didn't bury him beneath the sidewalk in Hollywood.
No, he's still very alive. Well, not very.
We didn't know when we were asking
really
for a star that it was going to end up also being a tombstone.
No, it wasn't. It's not a tombstone. He's still alive.
Well, they've announced who the inductees for the Hollywood Walk of Fame will be for next year. Another celebrity will receive his posthumously as well. George Harrison.
Pop music star, Falco.
No, George Harrison will get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He hasn't had a star yet?
I think the Beatles have one, but I don't think George has one for his solo work. So he's going to get one. Red Hot Chili Peppers will be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. How about that?
Maybe we'll start playing them here on K-Rock.
We should start playing their music in celebration. Ricky Martin finally getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
How timely.
Yeah. Country stars Brooks and Dunn. We'll be getting
there. They're huge. They're huge, right?
Yeah. Christina Aguilera. Okay. Seems appropriate. Tim Robbins, very talented actor.
Yes.
You know, they were showing that AFI Top 100 Movies of All Time deal on CBS this week. And one of the films they selected was Shawshank Redemption. And I was just watching the few clips from that thing, and I forgot how brilliant he is in that movie.
Yes,
remarkable film. Cate Blanchett also receiving her star. Angela Bassett getting her star. Howie Mandel getting his star. Stan Lee, creator of Spider-Man and many other comic book superheroes.
He doesn't have one?
Getting his star in the Walk of Fame. That's pretty cool. And finally, the Munchkins from The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
They're getting a star.
They deserve it.
Quick before they're all gone. They
yeah.
Have to
yeah.
Them
how
a
many
star.
Are left? Like three?
I think there may be two.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
So congratulations to all those people. Who knows my trivia question?
Renee in Maywood.
Renee? Oh,
it's
a guy.
Oh, no.
Renee's a dude.
No kidding.
Well, what a surprise.
That breaks my heart right there. Renee, what's the name of the very talented voice actor who portrayed Optimus Prime in the original series, the animated movie, and now in the new feature film?
His name is Peter Cullen.
Peter Cullen, and exactly right. Congratulations. You won a pair of tickets to the advanced screening, and we will put your name into the grand prize drawing.
All right.
We had five people on hold. I went to Renee just because I thought she was
a second there. I thought we had a girl.
Yeah.
Well, we got to Sandor, Cheyenne, also a male. We checked. Frank, then Renee, and Justin. So those are your five winners. It's a
it's
an all-time
Cheyenne?
Sausage fest. Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Wow.
That's got to be his porn name, right?
Sandor, by the way, I think was one of the Autobots.
Hey, Cheyenne?
Yeah.
Your name is Cheyenne?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. How's that going for you?
I guess it's positives and negatives.
Yeah.
A lot of negatives, though, right?
Yeah, mostly everybody thinks that I meet over the phone thinks I'm a girl.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Like sure. You guys.
Yeah. Were your parents big fans of the state of Wyoming? I mean, how'd that name come about?
Because I'm a little bit of Native American, so. Probably like 1%, and my dad just ran with it.
I got you.
I got you. Okay.
Thank
Couldn't
you,
they
Cheyenne.
Come up with a running bear or something like that, then? And stick it with Cheyenne?
All right. Thank you, Cheyenne. Enjoy the movie.
Today's celebrity birthday is Meryl Streep, who auditioned for the role of Optimus Prime, didn't get it.
Really?
Not good enough.
What a surprise.
Wow. She's 58 years old today. David L. Lander, who played Squeaky on Laverne and Shirley.
Hello, Laverne.
What's he got? He's got something.
MS.
That's what it is.
Multiple sclerosis, yeah.
Yeah.
He is 60 years old today. Lindsay Wagner, the bionic woman. She is 58 years old today. Mary Lynn Rathskub. Chloe from 24 is 36 years old today. Donald Faison from Scrubs. Turk on that show. He's 33. And Carson Daly, our pal, TV show host, producer, mogul. The guy is just he's an industry unto himself.
Golf enthusiast?
Golf enthusiast. Better of young ladies. He does it all. He's 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Right now, though, I'm going to turn the floor over to Kevin. I'm going to go into the kitchen and make something to eat while you talk about this. Because, man, does reading this article in details just make me hungry.
Well, it's really scary. You always know that there are people who are too skinny. There are people who are healthy. And then there are people who are fat. And then there's the fat acceptance group, and they all want you to accept.
Right.
I've never heard of feederism. I've never heard of this until I read an article in Details magazine, and it was written by Elisa Ludwig. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thanks. So you wrote this article on feederism. Explain to people what that is exactly.
Basically, it's somewhat of a fetish lifestyle in which people not only enjoy their partners being big, but they want them to grow bigger. They get off on feeding them and watching them gain weight.
Like, literally cramming food down their mouths and watching their belly get bigger.
And by bigger, you're talking really big, right? Like 300 plus, 400 pounds?
Yes. I mean, some people start off, you know, just slightly overweight, but then the pleasure of it for both partners is watching the person grow. So it can be up to morbidly obese numbers.
So if you can't even walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're if you've got a girlfriend or wife or something like that, and she weighs 200, then she goes on an eating binge and gains 20 pounds. You're excited by that, and then some of these people, they want her to gain another 20, another 20, and just get as fat as she possibly can, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, most wives do that anyway, but in this case, you're actually happy about it.
And they're turned on. You say they might first get in bed naked while she sits on his mighty thighs, feeding him slices of pizza or forkfuls of chocolate mousse cake, and rubbing his bulging belly until they can't hold off any longer.
Oh, right, it goes both ways. So, in other words, if you wanted to stop working out and just eat pizza all day, there's probably somebody out there that would find that very sexy.
Now, it's not always that both partners are like that, right?
No, usually it's you know, sort of a give and take. One is into gaining weight, the other one is into helping the other person.
Okay.
And so you have what's called encouragers.
Right.
And then you have feeders, and then you have feedees.
And then there are some people that actually want to gain the weight and do it in sort of a masturbatory way. They feed themselves.
Yeah.
They don't need a partner.
Alisa, what's going on in a guy's head or a woman's head who is turned on by this extreme obesity? Did you do any kind of research into finding out what causes people to end up like this?
There's really no psychological research that's been done. But based on what I got out of just talking to real people who are into this, I mean, it's just such a taboo in our culture that a lot of people just really enjoyed the forbiddenness of it.
There was you write about a student, a 20-year-old student from New York, that says he discovered his proclivity as a child when he found himself excited by the scene in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with Violet Beauregard when she turned into that giant
like
blueberry,
yeah.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
He was excited by that, and that's when he knew he needed to gain a lot of weight and look like that.
Right.
What the hell?
What's it like for the people who are eating their little hearts out to try to gain, you know, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, or something like that? What kind of reaction do they get from friends and family who can't understand how it's a sexual turn-on? I mean, they just must constantly run into people trying to talk them out of doing this thing that turns them on so much.
Well, I think for a lot of the people, they are not telling their friends and family that this is why they're gaining weight. They, you know, it's obviously noticeable to other people, but they may not be revealing that, yeah, this is something I do in the bedroom, and that's why I'm packing on the pounds.
And by the way, you know, they start heavy. They start at 280 or 300, and they go, I really need to gain. I mean, I'm going to eat dinner, and then I'm going to stop at McDonald's on the way home, and I'm going to just fill up until I can't fill up anymore.
Alisa, how did you get interested in this?
Actually, I found out about it through my fiancé was on MySpace and just sort of doing the thing that you do, like checking out friends of friends of friends.
Right.
And he eventually came across a profile for this woman named Kelly Girl,
mm-hmm.
who is, I guess, one of the so-called biggest icons of this world. I don't think she's actively publicly out there anymore, but
right.
she was one of the first people to gain weight with an audience of people on the Internet watching her.
Is it possible that your fiancé is a feeder?
We've talked about this a lot since I started. It's been an ongoing sort of, I don't want to say joke, but I think it's pretty safe to say that he's happy the way I am.
There's another part where they say that there's porn online, but the porn is, you know, eating vanilla ice cream while he rubs lotion on her belly. You know what I mean? Like,
so they're not having sex?
No, and the other funny part about this article is that the more they gain, the less frequent they have sex because it doesn't work.
Because it becomes impossible?
Yeah, it doesn't work in the same ways. They're actually, you know, defeating their own purpose.
Right, yeah, just the physical limitations of being that overweight can really, you know, make it difficult. But I've heard that there are ways people get around that. But generally, I think the eating itself eventually seems to replace that.
I got to tell you, this is one of those things where you don't really know this little niche, you know, existed.
No.
Because people are either fat and trying to lose, you know, usually.
Right. Uh-huh.
But you don't see people who are really trying to pack it on. I mean, they're right. not happy that they only gained 20 pounds this week.
At least.
And Mike, who's one of the guys that you profile, who met a woman online and was in a relationship with her. I mean, you talk about, and this is a sentence that you just never think you'd see. But even during sex, Mike says he fantasizes about having a partner who's even larger. What guy is having sex with a chick and going, wow, if she were just fatter, man, this would be so much hotter.
Yes.
It must have been hard for you. I mean, even as a journalist, even as a writer, Alisa, it must have been hard to do some of these interviews and just not have your head explode or not roll your eyes or something when you heard some of this stuff from people.
It is hard to wrap your brain around it, just given the culture that we live in. But I think, like, you know, just when you talk to people, people are so sincere about it. And, they, you know, that guy in particular, we sat down for a couple of hours and he said to me, you know, I could talk all day about fat chicks. Like, he was so excited about it.
Wow.
You got to respect it in the sense that everyone has their thing that they do. And
no, you don't. You don't have to respect it. No, you have to say, hey, you're unhealthy. You're going to die soon.
Well, it's true. I mean, you could definitely take it to an extreme. And
well, look at the pictures that you put in Details Magazine. There's four pictures, and they all make me want to throw up.
Alisa, how big a population is this?
It's really hard to tell. I mean, I think it's grown just because in the way that anything on the internet grows. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when I went on to MySpace, there were dozens of groups devoted to feederism and gaining and people trading tips and pictures.
Trading tips.
And
there
are
hundreds
of people on each of these groups. So, I mean, it could be thousands of people that are into this.
Yeah.
That's
now,
shocking.
Is this magazine still on newsstands, and or is the article still at the Details website?
It's on the website. It was actually the May issue, so it's no longer on the stand.
Okay. All right, but people can check it out through the Details website if they want to see the article. And the article, by the way, very humorously titled, Super Size Me. Elisa, you may be in journalism a long time. I don't know that you'll ever write a story more bizarre than this one.
Yeah, it pretty much doesn't get better than that.
Thanks for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Now. Right now, though, the phone call of a lifetime. What little kid, Kevin, hasn't grown up wanting at one point in his life to make it to Indianapolis, Indiana? Am I right?
That is right. Absolutely. We're getting all kinds of... Oh, no.
I mean, let's face it. Yeah, everybody wants to go to Australia. Everybody wants to see Rome, Paris, London, New York, and Indianapolis. So that's where we're going to send you right now. It's stop number 3 of Road Trip USA. Everyone qualified by winning Queens of the Stone Age tickets at the Pacific Amphitheater July 22nd.
Hello?
Hey, is this Derek?
Yes, it is.
Derek Rubio. It's Kevin and Bean.
No way. Kevin and Bean. Awesome.
How you doing, man?
Dude, I'm doing great.
Well, we're calling you for a reason. You are our grand prize winner.
Sweet.
And that means you want a grand prize trip for two to see Queens of the Stone Age in Indianapolis. You got airfare for two, hotel, two tickets to see the show, and $500 spending cash.
That's insane. I can't even believe it. The phone rang earlier, and I was like, no way. My wife said, hey, the phone just rang. And I was like, no way. And I ran and said restricted. And I was like, it was probably my grandma.
How do you know it wasn't? Maybe you should call your grandma back.
Yeah, I did.
Sometimes we'll call ahead just to see if the number is still working. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
we're glad you picked up. You know, this is, you might think Indianapolis not so sweet, but I'm telling you, we've been there. When the Lakers played the Pacers in the finals a few years ago, we went there. This town parties. You really could potentially have a great time there.
All right. I'm planning on it.
Well, yeah. And if you like Queens of the Stone Age, it doesn't matter where they are. So
yeah, definitely.
That's fantastic. Derek Rubio, Lomita, congratulations. We're going to call you back with all the details.
Right on. Thanks, all right, man. Kevin and Bean.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. By the way, Derek is also eligible, as everyone who wins the road trips is eligible, for the grand prize of a 2007 Chevy HHR plus free gasoline for 1 year. And that drawing, I guess, is going to be later on in the summer. Now, that was what? Stop number 3. Now, we're not done. We got something else that starts in just a couple of hours, right?
Yes. K-Rock's Road Trip USA stop number 4 is your chance to win tickets to see the Beastie Boys in Boston.
Yay! Ooh, nice.
Listen, all weekend, starting today at noon, you'll win tickets to see the Beastie Boys at the Greek Theater. They're coming August 20th. And then Monday morning, we're going to draw, and somebody's going to win a trip for two to Boston to see the Beastie Boys.
Cool.
Pretty strong. Today at noon and all weekend long here on K-Rock.
It's K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Your favorite K-Rock bands all across the country. Stop for.
Hey!
Hey, what's up?
With the Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys in Boston.
What are you, retarded?
All this rock of the 90s weekend. Win tickets to see the Beastie Boys August 20th at the Green. Listen for your name Monday morning at 7:15 for K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Stop for
the Beastie Boys in Boston.
Everyone who qualifies all month long gets the chance to win a 2007 Chevy HHR with free gas for a whole year. Keep listening to win. Starting today at noon.
You're listening to world-famous K-Rock.
Brought to you by your SoCal Chevy dealers. Cool can be useful. Useful can be cool. The 2007 Chevy HHR. Check it out at SoCalChevy.com.
All right. Here we go. Very excited. We go to Studio R. Ralph is in there. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys, good? Look, I hate to be the voice of reason here, but Jenna Jameson is on the show at 8 o'clock.
Yet whatever.
All I've heard from you guys today is thank God the Transformers tribute band is coming in. What's going on with you people today?
Jenna Jameson never recorded a song called If You Play With GoBots, You're Retarded.
That's all I know.
Now, yesterday we're taking calls on the Kevin Bean, or 2 days ago we're taking calls on the Kevin Bean What to Do Nephew at the end of the show, and this dude named Joey calls in. And he says, guys, I really got to go to this Transformers. We said, yeah, we know. Everybody does. He says, but you don't understand. I'm in a Transformers tribute band. And we said, oh, my God, please tell us more. And that's how Megatron, ladies and gentlemen, ended
Come
up on the studios of K-Rock
Megatron!
Here this morning. Now, how long has the Transformers tribute band been going, you guys?
For about 3 years now.
Yeah, 3 years. Yeah, boy, are you so happy this movie's finally coming out.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I can't wait. Dude, seriously.
3 years ago, you guys started.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was like a hobby on the side, just waiting for band practice with another band, and me and my buddy Joey just like, hey man, this, we've been, instead of watching Transformer cartoons, let's do a Transformer cover band, you know, or tribute to, you know, our nerdness.
Yes.
Celebrate your nerdity. 20 years after the show hit the airwaves, they started writing songs about the Transformers. That's how huge the Transformers are.
It's brutal.
How would you describe your sound for people who haven't heard it yet?
Short, fast, and loud, and noisy.
Kind of like Sex with Lisa May.
And do you, I mean, are you an actual ongoing concern? Do you play shows that people come to? Do you have fans? Do you make records? Or is this all just a hobby?
Well, actually, we have a show lined up.
Get the mic right up there for you.
Tomorrow we have a show lined up. We also have a couple of other shows lined up in a couple of months.
We're playing Saturday if anyone wants to go. It's Zen Sushi with Flatbush and She's Dead, Watch Me Burn, in Silver Lake.
There you go.
All right. Zen Sushi in Silver Lake. All right, yeah. Cool.
All right, let's hear some music, Ralph.
Guys, what song are you going to kick off first? What are we going to hear first? Because I've got the CD in front of my hands here. This is Megatron Fierce Sessions, it's called.
Yeah, that's my girl. She's Sonya Fierce. She's recorded that.
Are you going to do one of the songs off your album?
We're going to do a Rumble, Ready to Rumble.
Rumble, Ready to Rumble.
All right, hold on. Let me readjust, guys.
All right, Lightning, we have some technical difficulties, apparently, yeah, so Lightning's work on the signal.
No, the mic works.
The room
so far
couldn't
been
be noisier, if that's what you mean.
Right. It sounds like we're playing from the freeway.
Yeah, the room is noisy, but we can't hear what they're saying.
That's good. You know what it is? It's the Decepticons. That's what it is. They're jamming our signal.
Oh, those bastards.
Yeah, Soundwave's jamming our signal is what he's doing.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. How we doing? Light, are we good to go?
Here we go.
This is Megatron, their smash hit, Rumble, Ready to Rumble.
Megatron is in my sights.
Come on.
Rumble, run, ready to rumble.
Yeah. Woo! Hell yeah!
I like that the songs are 20 seconds each.
Short, fast, and loud.
Believe me, so do I.
That's how they roll.
Here's the long one.
What are you going to do next, guys? What's the next track?
Insecticon.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Megatron.
What a wide range of sounds you guys have.
Oh, listen, I mean, Gramps, you know what?
Seriously.
Too loud, you're too old.
Just the differences between those songs was remarkable that one band can cover that much area. That's very impressive, you guys.
We have time for one more?
Absolutely.
Can I make a request?
We have time for the whole CD.
Can you guys do If You Play With GoBots, You're Retarded? Do you guys need another one? Are you ready for that one? Or no?
They can't do that one?
Or what do you have next?
We're going to do the one you've been playing on the air, the Star Scream's a Little Bitch.
Star Scream's a Little Bitch. Their hit. Yeah. Finally. Their hit single. You'll hear it live. Star Scream is a Little Bitch from Megatron.
Okie dokie.
And one day I, not Megatron, will lead us. Little bit.
Psycho Mike, did I see you play an air guitar along with Megatron right there?
That's not all I was playing. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
Wow.
He was
transforming himself into something else.
Do they put out lyrics, or are they just open to interpretation?
I got lyrics for that.
You have lyrics.
Written.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking. I'm just seeing.
Really simple, now, like Indian lyric. You know, like.
He's like a shaman. He's like a Transformer shaman.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what he is.
We are talking to the band Megatron here, who is coming straight out of San Gabriel this morning, and they're doing their songs, their
Baldwin
Transformer
Park,
tribute band, of course.
Baldwin
yeah,
Park.
Sure. Now, what happens after you guys go see the movie? Now, of course, Joey, you're going to see it first because you got the tickets, but what happens when you guys go see the movie? Is it going to inspire...
I'm going to have an orgasm.
Well, besides that, that goes without saying. Is it going to inspire all new songs based on what you see on the big screen?
Well, I got to see what Michael Bay is going to deliver, you know, because it's a new generation.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right.
Now, you know, there's Joey won tickets because he called in. We gave him tickets. But there's four members in the band.
Yeah.
We only gave him a pair.
Yeah, it sucks to be those other two guys.
Sucks to be those two.
I think we're going to have to cough up another pair for the other two guys so the band can go together.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's better. Yeah, that's better than what we were thinking. Okay.
That is better.
We were just thinking those poor two guys.
No, it's better.
Since you guys said there's not enough girls going, why don't you give me a ticket for my girlfriend?
No, that's not going to happen.
No. Not going to push it. No. All right.
It's boys' night out.
All right. Tell folks again where they can find you on the net and where the show is tomorrow night if they want to see the power of Megatron live.
Well, we're playing Silver Lake. And the place called Zen Sushi, you know, it's going to be around starting at 8 o'clock with D-Book, She's Dead. And if you want to hit us up, we're on MySpace, Megatron, you know the...
Megatron BP, I think, is
yeah.
the name on
okay. MySpace.
You know, I
are you guys
hurt.
Familiar with Optimus Prime, the other Transformers tribute band here in L.A.?
Brutal.
What?
Yeah.
You should hook up a show.
I heard from this morning their band, they have a tribute band as well named Optimus Prime, and they play in L.A. too.
They're waiting for you guys out in front. This is going to rumble.
It's going to be a battle of the bands in your future.
It's going to be a fight. All right, well,
I got to hurry up and get to work now and deliver that mail.
That's some fantastic
Colonel music. Washington Station, I'm going to be there soon.
He's a mailman.
I love you, Mom.
I wonder what his mom thinks about this.
He transforms into a mailbox.
He does. Fantastic. All right. Thank you.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat, or as we like to call it, 5 minutes of him talking about the Transformers movie.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye. Autobots wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. The Transformers, robots in disguise. The Transformers.
Ralph's mouthing every word.
More than meets the eye. Transformers.
They're more than meets the eye.
Is that right?
Don't you get it?
Yeah, we get it.
You don't get it.
Ralph,
you
we
think
understand
they're one thing. You think they're one thing? Then they're a giant robot.
Then they change. I think we get that.
I don't think you understand.
The
they
name
transform.
The name tells us
they
what it is.
They change is what I'm telling you. They're more than meets the eye.
I Why like isn't there a band that does songs about the Transformers? Because that would be cool.
Funny, you should ask. That's awesome. Those guys sounded great.
Yes.
As you may or may not have heard by now, I'm giving away tickets to the special K-Rock advanced screening of Transformers, the new big screen version of the legendary story by director Michael Bay. If you'd like to see it before July 3rd when it comes out, then you should call and answer this trivia question. You know, we're running out of tickets, so I'm going to give away... what am I giving away? Three pair here. I'm going to give away just three pair, and then the next hour I'm going to give away the final pair. And then after that, I will draw the name, the winner of the grand prize, which is a trip to see the world premiere of Transformers in Japan.
Hi! That's pretty strong.
It is pretty strong. So here's the trivia question. As you know, of course, by now, Sparkplug and Spike were the two humans who were befriended by the Autobots.
Sure.
During the war between the Autobots and the Decepticons.
You don't have to tell us.
Of course. Don't waste our time.
There was a human being who sided with the Decepticons, turned his back on his own species,
and
sided with the Decepticons. He was a mad scientist.
Hate that guy.
What was his name? 1-800-520-1067. What was the name of the mad scientist that sided with the Decepticons against the Autobots in the war?
He seems like a tool.
First three callers, 1-800-520-1067. Get a pair of tickets right now.
What balls this man has.
Indeed. Friends are worried about Cameron Diaz.
Why?
In Touch Magazine's reporting that friends are worried she's falling too fast for magician Chris Angel.
Uh-oh.
That dude is a mind freak. Let me tell you.
He can make her disappear.
He tells us that all the time.
Are they worried that he'll pull her legs off on a park bench or what?
Yes. Yes, that's what they're worried about. They're worried he's going to pull her legs off
in a park bench. That isn't good for you.
Apparently, Chris has the reputation for being quite the ladies' man.
Yeah.
He starts dating a girl, then suddenly she disappears.
Disappears?
Then he moves on to the next one.
That's how he rolls.
What is it with magicians and hot chicks? How does that happen?
I don't know,
but they win.
Magic.
Remember when David Copperfield was dating Claudia Schiffer back in the peak of her hottitude?
Yep.
And now Chris Angel's dating Cameron Diaz. It's all.
And didn't David
wrong.
Blaine have his share of super hotties, too?
Yeah, he's dated some super hot models himself. So it's all very.
We got to learn magic.
Yeah, we do.
You know, put that
on the list.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Catherine Zeta-Jones, talking to InStyle magazine, says that although she has a beautiful family, she's rich, she's successful, she's gorgeous, she's very insecure.
Okay.
I don't know how we help her with that.
I don't either.
There's nothing we can do, Catherine.
Yeah, I know. What else can we give her?
You got everything. I don't know what you need to make yourself feel better about you. Although my favorite part of the interview says that she and her husband, Michael Douglas, spend most of their time in Bermuda.
Yes.
They also have a home in Spain. But the majority of their time they spend together, they say, are teaching their two kids, Dylan and Carrie's, about manners and how to behave. She says there's nothing worse than spoiled rich kids, and the two of them have witnessed over and over again in show business how kids can get out of control. So they're dedicating themselves to trying to raise these two kids and make them decent human beings.
Wow.
How often does that happen in the entertainment world?
No.
That's a rare thought.
I'd like Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan's mom to spend a weekend with the Zeta-Joneses.
We have
For big stars, and they are both enormous celebrities, they do seem to be pretty level-headed, pretty centered. I mean, I know Michael Douglas has had his wild days in his youth, but they certainly, you know, seem to be pretty respectable and pretty good role models at this point.
I'm with you. Yeah. I think they're one of Hollywood's better couples. You telling me I have an answer already for my trivia question?
Jesus. Cerritos.
Jesus.
Hello?
Who was the mad scientist who fought against the Autobots with the Decepticons?
It was Dr. Archiville.
Dr. Archiville. God, I hated
him.
Remember when he used those hypno chips to help turn humans into drones?
Yeah,
totally.
Hated that. Hated when he did that. Congratulations. Hold on the phone. We're going to give you all the details how you can pick up your tickets for the screening. And, of course, you will be entered into the grand prize. I'll be choosing that at around 9 o'clock. So
also, I'm not familiar with about half the words in that sentence.
Also, congratulations to William in Long Beach and a dude named Jennifer in Burbank.
No, we got a girl.
No, it's probably a guy.
Go to Jennifer right now. I need to talk to Jennifer. Jennifer?
Hi, guys.
Hi, it's me.
Hi,
how you doing?
I'm excited to go to the movie.
Jennifer, you're very attractive, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And you're still a Transformers fan.
Yes. Very big.
Nope.
See? One of you is lying. See? One of you is lying.
See, that's what I'm talking
can't
about,
be both,
boys.
Can't be hot and Transformers fan.
Yes, I can. I grew up with it.
Send us an email.
I will.
Take us a picture with your cell phone and send it in.
I'll see you at the advanced screening. Come up and introduce yourself, won't you?
Okay.
Oh, like she'll need to. She's the girl.
I'll be the only one there.
No, you won't. There's lots of women are going to be there.
Thank you.
Oh, very excited. Hey, you know, Grey's Anatomy lost a cast member. They may be gaining one. Of course, you remember that Isaiah Washington was booted off the show after he caused quite the kerfuffle.
He's not
over
going
there
quietly
on the set.
Kerfuffle.
Either.
Yes, kerfuffle. Well, it looks like they're adding to the cast next season. Rumor has it from Star Magazine that Tiffany Amber Thiessen might be joining the cast permanently as of next fall.
Good call.
So, yeah, if you're gonna make that show more watchable for me, put Tiffany Thiessen on there. Absolutely.
Well, she certainly looks like a doctor.
That's
not
Catherine
the point.
Heigl
it really isn't the point.
The point is you get the Catherine Heigl love triangle thing going.
I
got you.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Have her in the shower fantasy sequence instead of Catchermit face. Let's put Tiffany Thiessen in there, huh? What do you say, producers of Grey's Anatomy?
Holy crap. Not a Sandra Oh fan? Is that what you're suggesting?
I didn't say Sandra. I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, catch your mid-face. I couldn't tell.
Today's celebrity birthdays, David L. Landers. He played Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley.
Hello, Laverne.
He is 60 years old today. Meryl Streep. Best actress ever?
Hack. Yes.
Maybe.
Hack.
Maybe.
Hack.
Is that what you're saying, Psycho Mike?
Yeah. What has she been nominated for? 14 Academy Awards?
I think she has more nominations than any other actor ever.
I think so, yeah.
She may be tied with Nicholson and maybe Katharine Hepburn or something like that. But, yeah. Yeah, pretty lauded. She is 58 years old today. Lindsay Wagner, best known as the Bionic Woman. She is also 58. Donald Faison from Scrubs. He is Turk on that show. He's 33 years old today. Mary Lynn Rayscub,
who is Chloe on 24, turns 36. And Carson Daly, our good pal Carson Daly, turns 34 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
6.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ, the Kevin and Bean Show. That song is obscene, and I object to being played on K-Rock.
Actually, Kevin, that's Hey There, Delilah. That's the Plain White Tees. That one's fine. No one has any problem with that.
Oh, sorry.
Unless you like rock music. But Hey There, Vagina, the Psycho Mike cover, is the one that really got us in all the hot water. And you know, people are still emailing going, dude, what's the deal? It's not on the website.
Yeah.
We talked about it a lot yesterday. We won't bore you with too many of the details. But it is available for download for free at a site called free2be-la.com, I think is what it is.
Yeah, there's two songs. There's the original that we're not allowed to play anymore, and then there's the second one that we made for our lawyer specifically.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Hey,
and by the way, if you get the opportunity at any point today, you should be checking TMZ.com every day anyway, but definitely scroll down and find the story that TMZ.com did about Hey There, Vagina, about it being pulled off the station, and then go into the comments section. Go ahead and read what people are saying around the world. People who don't know this station, don't know this show, certainly don't know Psycho Mike. The stuff that they're writing, women are not objects, a vagina is not an object for these idiots' pleasure. I hope that any woman associated with the writers of this song, Hey There, Vagina, will never let them see or be with a woman again. They just go on and on and on about Psycho Mike. I mean, people, there are women out there who want to kill you, Mike, for that song.
Yeah. Mike, you want to say anything to people?
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. Mm-hmm. I did a bad thing.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Hey There, Vagina, and then Hey There, How Are You, available at free2be-la.com. It's 8:10 on the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's Jenna Jameson.
Money shot. Is that like a close-up?
Yeah.
Does it always have to be about sex? What about romance?
I found myself unable to resist her. She was intoxicating.
Oh, we're gonna just go nuts, honey.
I'm Jenna Jameson. I'll see you on set.
God bless Jenna, the most successful adult film star of all time. She is a one-woman empire and appearing at the Erotica LA this weekend at the LA Convention Center, back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Jenna, how are you?
Hi, everybody.
You know, we tell people that we remember when you first moved to LA. You came in on our show within about like 6 months or something of you moving out here and getting into the business, and we've been friends with you for all these years. It's so awesome that we still get the chance to talk to you from time to time.
Yeah, it's only been a couple of years, but
we like to think of your success as being all due to us.
Pretty much.
Okay, good.
Yeah, encourage them, Jenna.
You guys.
Long as you're down with that. All right, good.
Jenna, we got so many things we need to talk to you about. There's been so much exciting stuff in the world of Jenna since we last had you on. But I have to ask if it's true what TMZ.com put up this week about your new car.
It is true.
Tell everybody that may not have seen the story what you bought, Jenna.
Well, I decided I was going to get a new car, and I had a few of them to trade in, so I decided to buy a brand new Phantom.
Nice.
That's the 2007 Rolls-Royce Phantom is what Jenna is now driving around in.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's really funny because the car is so big and I'm so small, people kind of trip out when I ride around in it.
I need to start doing porn.
I know.
You know?
$360,000, is that what this car cost?
Wow, I don't think I even really paid attention.
She doesn't even know!
She doesn't need to.
That's the best!
She just says, I'll take it, whatever it is, just put it on my card.
I need to do porn.
Jenna,
Lightning just killed himself, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know, he's killing her, right? Now, Jenna, a car that valuable, aren't you terrified that somebody's going to, like, bump into you at a stoplight or something? I mean, how can you not be thinking about that?
Definitely. I'm really terrified, but I'm a micromanager. I can't help it. You know, I make sure that when I do drive it, I either have a driver or I don't leave it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty smart.
All right, last question on the car, because I am fascinated by it, because this is the type of thing that we'd all buy if we had the money to do it. But what is it that makes that car worth that much money?
Well, you know, I drive a lot. I go on road trips. You know, I'm always in Vegas because Tito, he fights there.
Right.
So pretty much I wanted a car that, like, was really great on the road. So it has, like, these amazing Burlwood built-in TVs in the back seats with theater seating. And, I mean, it's just, it's built for luxury.
I'm sorry, did you say theater seating?
Yes, theater seating.
That's fantastic. Well, Jenna, you're built for luxury too, so I think you two deserve each other. I think that's great. Well, that's a beautiful car. All right, let's talk about the Erotica LA because it's that time of year again. I guess this is the 11th year or something like that they've been doing it out there?
It's insane, right? I can't believe it. It seems like it was just yesterday when it started, but yeah, it's the 11th year.
And for folks who don't realize, I mean, it's everything that could possibly have anything to do with the adult entertainment industry all in one place. And you just walk in there and it's like hundreds of thousands of square feet of exhibits and of girls and of games and of contests and of celebrities. What are some of the stuff that you're excited about that's going on this weekend?
Well, I really think that a lot of people think that this whole convention is about, you know, that it's for men. But it's really not. It's really great for couples. You know, you can go there and pick up a lot of toys and have some fun tonight and, you know, get to see your favorite stars.
Plus, you can hang out with Jenna and Tito. What the hell?
Exactly.
Now, tell us about the MyFreeImplants.com boob job giveaway.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Somebody's going to get a free rack.
Yes, it is cool. How many places can you go this weekend where somebody's going to win a free rack?
This is it.
That doesn't happen.
It's the only one.
Yeah.
The Tara Patrick Mistress Couture Fashion Show, the Hustler Lingerie Fashion Show, the Screaming O Contest. Now, you can't, because you're a professional, you're probably not allowed to enter the contest, right? It's probably amateurs only, I imagine?
Yeah, they don't really allow me to enter. Because I just shred people.
Yeah, sure. No kidding. The website is erotica-la.com, or, of course, you can get information at clubjenna.com. Let me ask you about a couple of other things, Jenna, since we have you on. What's going on with the movie of your life based on your book? Is that Heartbreaker? Is that still happening?
Yeah, it's still happening. We're in pre-production, and everything's right on track. We're really excited. So I just have so many things going on that I just kind of try to keep focused.
Yeah. Well, it sounds difficult with that much. I heard at one point that Kevin's girlfriend, Scarlett Johansson, at least you were interested in her being you in the movie. Did anything ever come of that or no?
Yeah, she is our very first choice, and she's very interested in the role. So more than likely, she's going to end up being Jenna.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Right, is that
there.
The best news you've ever heard, Kevin?
So
she's a fan of yours, Jenna?
Well, I hope so.
Who isn't, for God's sakes? Come on. That's fantastic. And one more thing. You got another mainstream film coming out later, right?
Yeah, I actually am. I just wrapped shooting on a movie called Zombie, where I eat people.
Nice.
Fantastic. Well, I've seen you do that in a lot of movies.
No, this is different.
Oh, this is different. Yeah. Oh, this is Zombie. Okay, I got
Zombie,
you.
Right. Completely different.
Yeah,
and is this a...
And
is this a starring role, or is this just is this a cameo, or is this something you're in a lot?
No, I'm starring in it.
Nice.
So
awesome.
I'm finally kind of making the leap into mainstream, so.
Very cool.
Exciting.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
So Erotica LA is today through Sunday at the Los Angeles Convention Center, and the hotline is 818-734-9593, or you can purchase Ticketmasters from Ticketweb.com, and you have to be 18 or over to go.
Okay.
All weekend long.
I wanted to give a shout-out to my girl, Paris. I can't wait till you come home, and we all love you.
That's not V Paris you're shouting out to.
That's right.
Paris Hilton?
We don't all love her then, Jenna. We don't all love her. Jenna loves you, Paris. Kevin and me do not love you, but Jenna loves you. All right, Jenna. Well, listen, come by and take us for a ride in the Rolls sometime, will you?
Oh, for sure.
All right. Thank you.
See everybody at Erotica LA. Thank you.
There you go. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I kept thinking, what was missing at the end of that song? And then I realized it's usually Psycho Mike going, oh!
Yeah, but
he's done it. I know, but he's done it so much that when it didn't happen, I was like, well, isn't there needs to be another note or something at the end of that song?
That ended strange.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, that's the way it's intended.
That's right.
It's 8:27. It's Friday morning, and we got some new movies in the theaters. Let's find out what they are.
Hey, boys and girls, about a dozen new movies in theaters this weekend. A lot of them are small, foreign, documentary, independent. Then there's some big budget, big studio releases. So we're going to talk about a little of everything in the next couple minutes. Starting off with You Kill Me. This looks funny to me. I'm looking forward to seeing this film.
This is
a story about a hitman who has an alcohol problem. He's an alcoholic, so he has to go into AA so he can sober up and straighten out his life so he can go back to killing people.
Okay.
It's a black comedy.
Ben Kingsley plays the assassin.
He's not black.
Oh, Gilligan. Tia Leone plays his love interest in the film. And Luke Wilson plays his sponsor when he joins AA. They're all trying to get him cleaned up so he can go back to his life, get his life together again, and start killing people for the mob. Here's a scene from You Kill Me where Owen Wilson, as Ben Kingsley's sponsor, is trying to talk to him and tell him why he should quit drinking.
Frank, give it up because you want to, not because everybody in the room is staring at you. The first year, it's all about trying. If you think it's about solving your problem, you'll fail a lot.
I'm already pretty good at that.
You wouldn't be giving up anything that you need.
Does that mean you're my sponsor?
Does that mean you're asking?
Is this the part where we kiss?
A lot of good actors in this, and it seems like a very novel concept. Sounds like an original film. I'm looking forward to checking that out. Even though from that clip, I think it's performed in a submarine.
Yes.
Most of the movie.
Underwater.
A Mighty Heart also opens this weekend. That is the film about Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, who was kidnapped and ultimately assassinated in Pakistan. And the trials and tribulations that his wife had to go through as she attempted to save him.
So there's a comedy?
Yeah. A lot of laughs in this.
Wow.
This film was originally called Give Angelina Jolie an Oscar. But they changed it to A Mighty Heart.
Angelina, and they just gave her a kid instead.
Angelina Jolie plays the wife of Daniel Pearl. And in this scene, she is giving a public message to the people that kidnapped her husband.
Mrs. Pearl, the group holding your husband have given a 24-hour deadline for the United States to meet their demands, or else they say that they'll kill your husband, Daniel. Do you have a message to that group?
Yeah, I have a message. I want to remind them that my husband and I are both journalists. We are two people who met and fell in love because we have the same idea.
By all accounts, she's brilliant in this film.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently a very powerful film, so you might want to check that out this weekend if you're in the mood for a bummer. Or you can go see the only movie that matters this weekend, Black Sheep. That's right. Black Sheep opens this weekend in only a couple theaters. I think it's the Lemley on Sunset.
Yes.
And another.
Santa Monica.
That's it. That's the other place you can check it out this weekend. But I think it's going to be worth your while. This looks awesome. Genetically altered sheep go horribly awry as they start to attack people.
Yes.
You get bitten by a freak sheep, you're going to become a were-sheep.
Yes.
Start killing people your own self. This is a film out of New Zealand, a comedy horror film. The biggest, most successful horror film in the history of New Zealand cinema, by the way.
Wow.
Not sure if that's a big category, but still, it's a very
this
successful.
This is the first one. First movie, Ralph.
Very successful film in New Zealand. Here's a clip from the trailer. I couldn't find you a scene from the movie, so I'm bringing you a little clip from the trailer, but I think it'll be enough to have the same effect it had on you that it had on me. Here you go.
What's that noise?
Somebody's shearing.
Oh, God, no.
Get ready for the violence.
We're trapped.
Of the lambs.
The sheep are revolting.
I'm fine.
There's something in here.
Oh my God. The violence of the lambs.
Violence of the lambs.
The best.
That looks great. Oh, it's the only thing that matters.
Who would win between the Transformers and the Black Sheep, Ralph?
Black Sheep.
If the Transformers attack the sheep?
Yeah.
No, the Transformers, they would just crush them. No. They just stomp them with their giant robot feet.
Because seeing the excitement you have for both of these films, I realize that's the ultimate Ralph Garman movie.
But luckily,
would make that movie.
Luckily, I don't have to make that choice because I've got Black Sheep this weekend, and then you got the Transformers next week.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Very exciting. 1408 also opens today. Samuel L. Jackson, John Cusack, he plays a writer who's writing a book about how bogus haunted houses are, especially haunted hotel rooms. So as he's writing his book, he stops by Samuel L. Jackson's hotel and says, I want to check out this supposedly haunted room 1408. And Sam Jackson says, oh, I'll tell you anything you want to know. Just don't stay in there because you'll be haunted. Of course, Cusack doesn't believe him. But here's a scene from the film where Sam Jackson is explaining to John Cusack all the suspicious deaths that happened in room 1408.
Natural deaths?
Ah. The causes of death in 1408 range from heart attack, stroke, drowning.
Drowning?
Yes, one Mr. Grady Miller drowned in his chicken soup.
That's hard to do. How did he do that?
Oh, indeed. I will let you have this and give you access to my office. You can take notes, put it all in your book. My only condition is that you do not stay in that room.
And he listens and doesn't stay in the room?
He goes into the room!
No!
This looks scary as heck.
It does. I can't wait.
So you might want to check that out this weekend if you're in the mood for a fright. Or if you want to be really scared and really frightened, go see Evan Almighty. Boy, does this look like a piece of crap.
I don't think it does.
Oh, Lisa, are you insane?
I love Steve Carell.
I love Steve Carell, too, but I wish he would be in a better film. This thing looks like garbage.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, dear Lord, have you seen the trailer or the commercials or anything?
Yes.
How could you think this is funny?
I think it looks good, too.
Norbit, shut up.
Oh, Norbit.
She throws Norbit right back in his face.
Norbit looks like Anchorman compared to this thing.
How dare you? Wrong.
See, God comes to Steve Carell and says, you have to make an arc.
Yes.
And so his beard starts to grow. And he can't stop the beard from growing.
Right.
Wow. That is funny.
I think that's funny.
This looks good to me.
Especially when Wanda Sykes gets a hold of him with his beard. Oh, God. I thought I'd laugh. I thought I'd never start.
Evan, what happened? Did you fall in a mine shaft?
No.
Did you just come out of a coma?
No.
Were you attacked by a werewolf?
No, I wasn't.
Well, if you were going for that rugged look, you overshot it. You look like a bum in a suit. You need supercuts and a shave.
Da, 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 da. Right, yeah, but I can't. It doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
It doesn't work!
What are you shooting up, Rogaine?
You're right. That sounds awesome.
Like it.
Yeah, Lisa, you're right. That sounds hilarious.
Ruff, did you
but
see
you know what? The thing
Bruce
is,
Almighty? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Not funny.
Bruce Almighty makes this. Never mind. Bruce Almighty was 10 times the movie that this appears to be.
This looks good to me.
Me too.
Especially when the animals start chipping in and helping build the ark. And you don't know whether the flood's going to come, but then they show you in the trailer the ark going down the flood.
Right.
So I guess the flood comes. We know that much. There's that suspense. But especially when animals start pitching in to helping build the ark. Oh, isn't that just so cute? You can just throw up all over yourself.
I'm going to enjoy it.
How are we going to do this? There's no way the five of us can finish on time. We don't have money to hire anybody else. Is that a llama with a hammer?
An alpaca. They rarely spit at people unless frightened or abused.
Let's finish this sucker.
Yeah, all the animals are going to pitch in. And they're going to, the monkeys are going to carry nails. Oh, that's going to be good.
If the monkey turned into a boombox, you'd like it.
That's true. That is true.
If there is a God, he's going to come down and just wipe this movie out of the theaters this weekend. But I'm afraid we may not see that. So that's your other choice. Evan All Crappy. You can see that this weekend as well, too. My choice is, if you didn't know, Black Sheep, bitches.
Yeah,
that's
good.
My review. Black Sheep, bitches.
Hope they put that on the poster.
I'm sure they will. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
Cut. That's a wrap.
That was The Movie Beat with Ralph Garman on K-Rock.
Right now, though, my personal hero, Brad Bird, is on the line. He is the screenwriter and director of one of my 10 favorite movies of all time, The Iron Giant. The only movie poster I ever bought to hang in my home, Iron
Wow.
Giant. That's because I'm a robot with no friends, so I identify with the character. And, of course, he's behind the new Ratatouille that's going to be coming out on Friday, June 29th. Brad, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, happy to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you, and I'm sure that you have heard a million times the first reaction people get when they see Ratatouille is, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, that was kind of my reaction, too, but I was laughing while I was saying that. So.
Now, this is a French word that, is it a made-up word, or does it actually mean something in Francais?
You know, I can't even answer that. It shows you how ill-prepared I am.
I thought you wrote it.
Well, yeah, but the idea was not my idea. It was created by a guy named Jan Pinkava, who won the Oscar for Jerry's Game several years ago.
Oh, I see.
He was developing it when I came up to Pixar in 2000. So and was fleshing it out the whole time that I was making The Incredibles. And about a little over a year and a half ago, John Lasseter and Steve Jobs and Ed Catmull asked me to come onto the project because the story was really difficult to kind of corral into shape. And
I don't know why. A rat that is a chef. What's hard about that?
You know, it writes itself.
Yeah, you know. I mean, that's a given right there.
Yeah.
Apparently Ratatouille is a French vegetable dish.
It is. Okay. It's like a stew.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
Okay. I don't know if it means anything beyond that. But
okay.
It's actually very common in France and is not very well known here.
Now, you didn't have to go to France or anything bad like that for research to write this, did you, Brad?
You know, I only got in on the tail end of that, but it kind of was the scam of the century, wasn't it? I mean, you know, you have it's like making a thing about golfing in Jamaica or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I got to do research, you know?
Sure.
But now, I did get one trip to France, and we went to a lot of, you know, really, really high and restaurants, and that was it sounds absolutely great, but we had it in such a short amount of time to visit several restaurants that it was actually became like life threatening.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that's what you want, is you want to die on good food.
That's right.
Right. Now, is there a challenger guy who's got a tremendous amount of experience with animation? Is it difficult to make a rat lovable, or to make a rat? I mean, it's everybody sees Mickey Mouse and oh, he's cute, and everybody loves Mickey. But then you're talking about a rat here, which people inherently don't like. Is that is that tough to pull off?
Yeah, it was part of the initial premise, and the first reaction is you kind of go, huh. You know, because he wants to cook, and then you kind of go, ugh.
Right.
And I think that for years, the team that made it was dealing with the ugh factor by not making them rats, by putting them all on two legs and kind of shortening their tails and all that. And one of the things that I changed when I came on board was to make them more ratty, because I actually thought that rather than resist the ick factor, it was better to roll with it and let audiences kind of have that initial reaction and then push past it. Because, you know, there's a long history of movies like, you know, Hunchback of Notre Dame, or books like, you know, Frankenstein, where your initial reaction is revulsion, and then you come to see them more as beings.
Hmm. Now, you got the very funny Patton Oswalt is your rat.
Right.
It's so key in these animated movies, as we've seen from what the salaries for these stars are for these movies lately. It's so key to get the right voice. Is this did you have him in mind, or did you have to audition like 100 people to find your rat, or how did it work?
Actually, yes. For that one role was really, really difficult to cast, and they had a number of people come up and try reading little bits of the screenplay, and it was just never clicking. And when I came on board, I heard Patton on the radio. I was just writing the character, and I didn't have anybody in mind. It was an ongoing problem. And I heard Patton on the radio in his routine about the steakhouse.
Right.
You know, and it was so funny, and he was so passionate and volatile about food. I just thought, this is the guy. But I didn't know he was a foodie until we hired him. He was actually, he'd already gotten the job, and then we found out that he's a major foodie, and he knows the best restaurants in every single big city on the face of the earth.
Wow.
You know, so it was like perfect casting.
Is it difficult to call a guy and go, all right, listen, we want you to be a rat?
Well, Patton is a major animation fan, and he thought he was just going to be like one of, you know, 20 characters in the movie, you know, he didn't figure it out for a week that he was kind of the lead character in the film. He was in heaven. He really had a good time.
Some of the other people you have to do voices: Brad Garrett, Janine Garofalo, Will Arnett, Peter O'Toole.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a pretty good cast.
Yeah,
but you hired...
and we have some unknown guys that just work at Pixar playing major roles, you know. The Linguini character, who's really kind of the other lead character with Remy, is Lou Romano, who was production designer on The Incredibles.
Oh, no kidding. Now, you hired John Ratzenberger from Dancing with the Stars and Cheers just because he had Rat in the name, though, right? I mean, that's how he got that job.
Yeah, that was synergy.
Brad Bird is on the line. He is writer-director of Ratatouille, which comes out not this week, but Friday, June 29th. And it's got to feel so magical to be at a place like Pixar and realize that you know, your Toy Stories and your Bugs Lives and your Finding Nemos and your Incredibles. I mean, those are movies that people are going to be watching in, you know, 100 years, in 200 years. I mean, you guys must think about that sometimes.
Well, but if we do think of it, we think of it in the rearview mirror, you know, because when you're making a film, you only see the things that aren't quite right. And if something's working, it's not like you sit back and go, isn't that perfect?
Right.
You're already on to the next problem because something else is on fire. And it isn't until the film is done that you kind of go, oh, there it is. You know, you're just kind of, you know, running, you know, it's like a freeway chase and you're driving the wrong direction. You know what I mean? And finally you get through it and you go, I'm alive. You know?
Before we let you go, Brad, I want Kevin to tell you about director Kevin Smith, who was on our show a couple of days ago. I think you're going to be happy to hear this news.
Yeah, Kevin Smith came in and we were talking about movies that we hadn't seen yet that were still coming out. He was over the moon about the best movie of the year being Ratatouille.
Yep.
Wow.
And that's when we said, well, we should get Brad Bird on and talk about it because we didn't realize. He was like, oh, it was so great. I loved it. I was watching. It was just really fantastic.
And we admire Kevin Smith so much because he's, you know, obviously he's a great director, but he's so great with dialogue. And he said, that's the thing about this is this, you could just read this script and you would laugh out loud because it's just so funny really even without the visuals. So you got a fan there.
Do I owe him something?
Probably a meal at one of those restaurants in France.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, the film is called Ratatouille. Don't try to spell it. Just pronounce it Ratatouille. It opens up Friday, June 29th. Brad Bird, thank you so much for joining us, man.
And I just want to say, last bit, it's actually a really good date movie. Reserve a nice restaurant afterwards because you'll be hungry.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Thank you, Brad.
Take care.
Bye now. 106.7 KROQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show. Not yet.
What?
Nope. Not yet.
But it's the thing with the...
Dude, we still got
it. It's Friday.
We still have a trip to Japan to give away for the Transformers.
Hey!
And we have Snoop Dogg on the show.
I'm coming. Not high!
This is... he is high, though.
Oh, yeah, very high.
Hi.
It's too much show. I'm exhausted. I'm sorry. I can't go on. But I'll try. Ralph Garber is here with the Showbiz Beat for Friday morning. Ralph, what's going on? Final pair of Transformers tickets, you said.
I saved one pair of tickets for the K-Rock Transformers Advance screening. This is your final opportunity, the final pair I've got to give away here. And then, of course, in just a couple minutes, I will be choosing the lucky listener who gets to go to Japan to see the world premiere of Transformers. So it's Transformers! Oh, how can you stop it right there?
Sorry.
It's Transformers Interruptus right there. Here's the final trivia question. It's a pretty interesting one. One of the all-time great film legends made his final appearance in a movie in Transformers the Movie in 1986.
Wow.
One of the biggest names in movie history. Before he died, his final performance was in Transformers the Movie. He lent his voice to one of the characters. Who was the actor and what was the character? Who was the actor? What was the character? Know the answer. Call right now. 1-800-520-1067. What film legend made his final appearance in Transformers the Movie? One caller will get through. They will receive the final pair of tickets. I almost said he, but it could be a girl.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
And then we'll enter you into the...
could be a dog calling too, Ralph.
I'm trying. That we'll do in just a few moments. So call in now, won't you? By the way, Kevin and Bean are going to take a little time off next week because they've earned it. But I will be interviewing the star of Transformers, Shia LaBeouf, next week. So
you can't wait.
You want to make sure to tune in then.
Fantastic.
If you've been dying for a real interview on this show, you finally get one.
Oh, that's tight.
That's all I'm saying. Today's showbiz news kicks off with Ellen Barkin. Apparently she
Hammerhead.
Knows. She knows that. Oh, stop.
I always call her that.
Right?
Yeah. I think for a woman in her 50s, she's very attractive.
For a woman in her 50s with eyes so far apart that she looks like a hammerhead shark, she is attractive
tried
for that.
Tried to frown, but whose face was too frozen to move.
Yeah, she claims she's had no plastic surgery, by the way.
Then she has real trouble with her skin.
And she had a stroke.
She lives too close to a nuclear power plant.
And her head is paralyzed. But, of course, she's in Ocean's 13, smash hit movie, and at the Cannes Film Festival... She made a few comments that didn't go over too well with her co-stars.
Uh-oh. Really?
When asked what it was like to work with Matt Damon, she said it was okay, but he's no Al Pacino.
Really? Why would she say that?
Because he's no Al Pacino.
Yeah, but no,
I don't know why she would cheese off her co-star like
that. I mean,
that. But,
that's weird.
Apparently, that made Matt grumpy.
Yeah.
But it made Al very happy. So,
sure.
It's give and take. What are you going
to
do?
Well, Al Pacino's a lot closer to her age. Maybe she would have preferred to have her love scenes and whatnot in that movie be with him instead of, you know, a kid.
With a giant plastic nose.
They did have that
remember?
That amazing chemistry in
Sea of Love.
Yeah, that's right.
They were terrific in that together.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
To see why they'd want to work together.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Already have a winner?
Yes, we do.
I bet it's a chick.
I'll bet it's Eddie in Whittier.
Come on, Eddie, be a girl.
What's up?
Oh, maybe Edwina or something. No. Eddie, what was the name of the film legend who made his final movie appearance as a voice in Transformers the Movie in 1986?
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles as?
I have one word. Unbelievable. Orson Welles.
And the character he voiced?
What's that?
What was the character he voiced?
Unicron.
Unicron, that's right. Wow. Orson Welles, the man who created arguably the best motion picture in the history of movies, was a voice in Transformers the movie in 1986.
He had one of the greatest voices of any human ever, too, by the way.
Yeah. Here's Orson's quote about working in the Transformers, by the way. I play a big toy who attacks a bunch of smaller toys. That's all he ever said about the movie The Transformers. So.
Eddie, how did you know that? Did you go to the internet and look that up, or did you just know that off the top of your head?
I'm on my work truck right now, and I was like, dude, who does not know that?
Everybody in this room except Rob.
Only everyone, Eddie.
Well, you are not only going to the Advanced K-Rock screening of Transformers, but you're in the draw. You got as much chance as everybody else all week long for the phone call we'll make in just a few minutes here to send somebody to Tokyo to see the world premiere.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
All right, Eddie. Hang on, man. Thanks.
Let's see. How could we make The View any gayer? That must be what they're thinking over there at The View.
Why? What are they doing now?
Because, you know, they've got an open seat now that Rosie's gone.
Right.
Well, according to People magazine, they're talking to two gay men as a possible replacement for Rosie instead of adding another woman to the mix.
Kevin and B.
The whole point was that
Kevin
it was
and B. All women.
Yes!
Psycho Mike! Woo! Happy Friday!
Word to your mother!
I thought this was a girl chat show. I thought this was
was their deal.
Well,
that's
not much
true.
Of a difference. Who chats more with the girls than the gay guys?
I want to remind everyone that this is absolutely not gay.
They're into celebrity and fashion and gossip and all the other stuff that girls are into. So, but you're saying two men because they want to match the way that's leaving the show?
No, they're choosing one or the other, I believe.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
The two men being considered, according to People magazine, is Mario Cantone, Anthony, the gay best friend of
Sex in the City.
Horseface over there on Sex in the City.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I remember her.
She looks like a foot. And Family Guy, by the way, that's not mine. Ross Matthews, Jay Leno's quirky intern guy.
Dear God, no.
He was just on Celebrity
Fit Club. He was on Celebrity Fit Club.
Yeah, apparently those two in the running.
When that guy talks, you would pay $1 million. You would bet $1 million it's a girl.
Really?
His voice is so incredibly high.
There you go. It's perfect for The View.
Oh, my God. So I don't watch that show anyway, so who cares?
I was going to say, it doesn't really hurt us.
Yeah.
And Bean will enjoy it more.
I like The View, but I got no interest in seeing gay guys on the show. I want to be with my girlfriends. You know what I'm saying?
The room's starting to spin real fast because of gayness.
Yeah. Speaking of Rosie, she is campaigning hard to take over for Bob Barker on The Price is Right. However, they may have found a better choice. Apparently, Drew Carey's name is being mentioned as the front runner now to be the host of that show.
Is wrong, bitch.
Yep.
Yeah. Drew Carey's the answer.
What you've done there? Yeah, I think Drew Carey would make the show even better than it was with Bob Barker, and I thought it was very entertaining with Bob.
The price is wrong, bitch.
But I think, Drew would bring an excellent quality to that. So let's hope that happens. Today's celebrity birthdays, Lindsay Wagner. She was the Bionic Woman. She's 58 years old today. Also celebrating her 58th is Meryl Streep, our greatest movie actress. However, was not in Transformers.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
So her resume is incomplete.
That's what I'm saying. Donald Faison from Scrubs, who plays Turk on that show. He's 33. Mary Lynn Ricegub. Chloe from 24 is 36 years old today.
Still looks like she has to take a poo, though, every time you see her on the show.
She is a little scrunchy. Her face is a little scrunchy.
She's always upset.
David L. Lander, Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley, is 60. Hello, hello. And Carson Daly, our pal, a TV show host, producer, music producer. Does it all.
He does.
I'm Carson Daly, and I'm a massive tool.
Does it all except eat. It's the only thing he doesn't do. He's 34 years old today. Stick around. Coming up next, I'm going to give away a trip to freaking Japan to see Transformers world premiere. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 18 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Nope.
Not yet. Bean, you have to stop.
It's Friday. Big giveaway.
It's Friday. It's
time for the big giveaway.
We're going to send somebody to Japan, and we have Snoop Dogg coming up, for God's sakes.
Oh, well, that's worth sticking around for, I guess. So what's the deal, Ralph? You've been giving away these Transformers tickets for the K-Rock screening, so you get to see it before it opens here, but wait, there's more?
Yes, the world premiere will be held in Japan.
Hey!
That's how they greet you when you get off the plane there.
Really?
Yeah. It's tough. It's a tough airport.
Wow. It sounds like it.
Of course, you know that Hasbro teamed up with Takara Industries when they first created the line of toys for the Transformers.
You don't have to tell us that.
It's very appropriate to transform
back to the home of the original toy line. So we got a lucky winner. We've been putting everybody into a drawing all week long as we've been giving away our advanced screening tickets. We have plucked a name from the list, and now one lucky listener is going to chance to go to Japan to see Transformers.
Word to the wise. Remember Pearl Harbor.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
What is wrong with you?
It's not me, man. It's Pauly.
See if Kevin can dial the phone out.
Hello? Someone's listening to this show.
Hey, is this Ramon?
Yes, this is
Ramon. Kevin and Bean from K-Rock and Ralph.
Oh, wow, dude. Are you serious?
What's up, man?
Yep.
Nothing, dude. I was listening to you guys right now, man. I wasn't sure what's going on.
Well, we're just calling
you what's going on.
Tell you that somebody else won.
What?
No. He won. You won. You actually won.
Oh, man. Dude, my heart's like beating 1,000 miles an hour right now.
Now, Ramon, let me ask you an important question, and that is, do you already have a current passport?
Turn down
your radio, please, Ramon.
All right, hold on.
It's just going to screw you up.
All right, go ahead.
Do you have a current passport?
No.
Yes. No, see, because the government
is—they
are turning those out like a million a day. They are just cranking through them right now.
Well, you got about a month to get it ready, because we're sending you for the world premiere. It's going to open here in the U.S. The movie is on July 3rd, but it doesn't open to the rest of the world until July 27th. So you'll be going towards the end of July to Japan. So you got some time to work on that. But we're going to send you and a friend to Japan. It's round-trip airfare, 3 nights at a hotel, $500 spending cash, which you know in Japan is just going to last you forever, that $500.
Oh. Well, you can move there and retire on $500, live off that the rest of your life in Japan.
Yeah. You can almost pay for the cab from the airport to your hotel with that.
So it's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, dude. I'm thrilled. I'm speechless. Thanks, you guys.
Have you ever been to Japan?
No.
Nice. I so want to go there. It's such a burn.
Konnichiwa.
Congratulations, yeah. Ramon. Thank you very much for listening to K-Rock. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye, man.
Wait a second. You're telling me that Snoop Dogg can't be found? That he's not calling in at the time he was supposed to?
That's shocking. What?
What?
He's so responsible.
He runs a tight ship. Yeah, what's up with
early.
That?
Exercises.
All right, well, not exactly sure where the dog is, but we did want to tell you, if you're interested in going to see him, he is tuning up for a European tour. You can see him at the House of Blues in Anaheim Monday night and then at the Henry Fonda Theater in L.A. on Tuesday night. Snoop Dogg puts on a great show. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster, so we wish him the best.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 9:43.
Nope. Not yet.
What are you doing?
Still got Snoop Dogg. Oh, wait.
No.
Oh, yeah.
We do have to celebrate, though.
Celebrate
the magic that is Kevin.
No.
I don't know if anybody was listening to the last segment of our show.
Just let it go.
But I was tuned in because I wanted to hear what Michael Jackson had to say about this new study about him being the guy who they did research of with.
Are you saying that I didn't summarize the story succinctly?
I was just impressed once again by your ability to take an entire news story and then just boil it down to encapsulate it to just the pertinent information the listener needs to know.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
All right, let's talk about Michael Jackson for a second. I don't know if you saw this story. Ralph mentioned it a little bit ago, but there's a story out. This is shocking to me. There's a story out that they did some research on artists and the people that would buy all of their new records and loved them.
Yes. That was A Moment with Kevin.
That's quite a story.
I gotta be honest. I know the story, and I don't recognize that.
I don't know.
Hard to follow, wasn't it? Okay.
That's a hard study to do, by the way.
Time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
It's at least a $30 value today. So all those people that won all those computers, you got the last laugh, because we're giving you the DVD of Reno 911 Miami in stores now, and also Epic Movie in stores now. So you get both of those to add to your DVD collection for calling us at 1-800-520-1067.
Carl in Oceanside, good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Not much. What a do, nephew. What a do, baby boo.
What a do, Carl.
Not much. Hey, man, I just want to talk about them Angels. Can you find a better team in the majors right now?
The Boston Red Sox.
Only because they've played two less games.
A-hole.
Yeah, bitch.
Go ahead.
It's all about the Big Red right now. Big Daddy Vlad swinging that bat, and freaking Figgins went 6-for-6 the other day.
Is that all?
I saw that.
Didn't a rookie come up in his second at bat and hit a homer or something?
Something like that, too, yeah.
I mean, all their position players are just coming out of nowhere and just really playing well.
Look, I appreciate your enthusiasm, Carl. It is very exciting to see your team do well. Just enjoy it for this tiny portion of the season until the Seattle Mariners come up and win the division. I mean, that's all I'm saying is it's fun for you Angels fans now, but you'll be watching the Mariners in the World Series in a couple of months.
I don't agree. I think the Angels are going to take that all the way this time.
Carl, bean at krock.com if you would like to torture him with every score between now and then.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
just look at all the World Series that the Mariners have won. Oh, wait, they've never been.
All right.
I'm with C-Train. I'm backing up C-Train. I think they're going to go all the way.
You're with C-Train, are you?
Yeah. Carl and I are feeling the same way, I think.
Should we, I don't know, should we talk to Snoop?
Oh, is he calling now?
Yeah.
If ever there's a guy to ask, what did you nephew with Snoop Dogg?
Yep.
Yeah, really?
Yabba-dabba-doo, Bobble.
Snoop!
What up,
though?
What's happening,
man?
How
you doing,
nephew? I'm parlaying, playing, and staying at the bank.
Right, me too.
Sure you are.
I'm doing all that.
Hey, Snoop, we were just talking about sports, talking about Angels, and I have to ask, you ended up at all those Golden State Warriors playoff games. They always put you on the TV. And then you ended up at all those Anaheim Ducks hockey games. What's up with you?
I'm California. You know what I'm saying? I got the spirit of California. That's where I was born and raised. So anything California is official to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just representing. I live in Anaheim, in the Anaheim area, so it was easy for me to go see that, and I fell in love with hockey. And then at the same time, Baron Davis is my homeboy for the Warriors. So I was just showing him some love, and they did that anyway. They knocked the Mavericks off. That was good.
Dude, what do you think is going to happen with Kobe Bryant?
You know what? I'm going to say it to you like this. If they trade Kobe, I ain't a Laker fan no more.
No kidding.
No.
It's that real. I might have to like the Clippers now.
But let's not get crazy.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're getting crazy.
But he's the one demanding it, isn't he?
But he deserves it, man. You got somebody putting out 50 points, 80 points, 35 points. He's doing it every night with no help, no support, no nothing. They didn't bring nobody there to help him. It's like,
yeah, I hear you.
Pete. When he's giving you his all every night, he gives you his all every night. When he don't shoot the ball, he passes too much. When he shoot the ball, he shoot too much. Y'all never can be content with what he does.
I hear you, man.
So if you were the coach of the Lakers right now, you'd trade Bynum if you had to in order to get somebody that would bring a championship faster to Los Angeles.
Man, I would go get Kevin Garnett and Jermaine O'Neal to play with Kobe Bryant.
That'd be awesome.
You know, get him some big guys because he's better when he's got big guys to dump it down to. That's why him and Shaq won so many games, because he could isolate and then Shaq clogged the paint up. And if they double-team Kobe, he got somebody that's going to finish it. Right now, there's no finishers on our team.
Hey, Snoop, do you want to be our sports guy?
Hey, cut me in and cut it out.
So, Snoop, you're getting ready to go to Europe. You're gearing up for another tour over there. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, it's the Blue Carpet Treatment Platinum Tour that I'm going on. My record went platinum. My eighth album went platinum, so I'm good.
Wow, great.
Feeling good about it. And I'm also going to do a couple of shows out in L.A. before I leave, too.
Now, this is this coming Monday and Tuesday. The Monday show, the 25th, is at the House of Blues Anaheim.
Yeah.
And the Tuesday show, the 26th, is at Henry Fonda Theater, Los Angeles.
Yeah, we're going to try to get the Ducks to bring that Stanley Cup out to the Anaheim.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you know, there you go. Speaking of Ducks, I just heard this morning that they signed Jiggy to 4 more years.
Yeah.
He just extended his contract 4 more years. He's taking less money than he could have got with another team, but he wants to stay with the Ducks.
Because they're good, man. That's what teamwork is about. It ain't about to pay. It's about to play.
There you go.
Oh, see, write that. They engraved that on the Stanley Cup. There you go. Hey, Snoop, one more thing since we got you on the line. You are playing this Live Earth concert that's coming up on July 7th, right?
Yeah.
Now, is that something you're into because you're down with Al Gore and his environmental BS, or is it something that's just a great opportunity for you to get your music out in front of a big worldwide audience?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's more positive than anything. Anytime you can be associated with somebody who's, you know, tied into the government, you got to always move like that considering where I come from, so... It's a beautiful thing for them to even offer me the opportunity to perform with such big names and so many different acts across the whole world. So I'm just honored and pleased.
And one TV note, Snoop, Celebrity Fit Club. Did you watch your man Warren G on there?
I've seen his fat ass on there trying to lose weight.
Was he an embarrassment to you, or did he represent?
He represented because he did good on all the competitions. So, you know, that's what I loved about him. That he wasn't ever coming to last place.
Dude, anybody would look good next to Screech.
That's for sure.
So that's not difficult. All right, so Monday the 25th, House of Blues Anaheim. Tuesday 26th at Henry Fonda Theater. You can get tickets at all Ticketmaster outlets if you would like to go see Snoop as he's warming up for his European tour.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Snoop, you always give K-Rock all the love, man. We love having you on the Kevin and Bean Show. You know that.
Oh, yabba-dabba-doo, Bobble, for shizzle-dizzle.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Snoop.
Y'all be smooth and stay calm.
All right, bye now.
All right.
So we got to be smooth and we got to stay calm?
I'm going to stay smooth and be calm.
He's 1,000 times cooler than we'll ever be.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Maybe the coolest guy on the planet.
Yeah.
We're almost just cool by association just for talking
to
him. Nope. You know what I mean?
Not cut. Not quite.
That was the big news, Kevin. I didn't know if you'd heard it. Ralph broke it, is that Jiggy has re-signed with the Ducks. He could have gotten so much more money to go somewhere else, but he said, I love Southern California. I love this team. I love these guys. What did they give him, Ralph? Was it $24 million for 4 years?
$24, I heard.
Wow. That's a cut.
That's a bargain right there.
That's cool to see that kind of teamwork, though. In professional sports, you don't see that very often.
Well, you know, the hockey players, I think, above all other professional athletes, really do truly play to win that Stanley Cup. That is their only goal. They love the game. They love getting paid. Don't get me wrong. But I think, really, that they are the most pure in terms of that goal being achieved. And I think that's why he wants to stick around, because he knows they got a chance to be a dynasty.
That's right. Let's talk to Mary in Torrance. I know we're running a little bit late, but how can we have Mary call in with this story and not give her some airtime?
Because she's the greatest woman alive. Mary?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Hey, Mary.
We are good.
Hey,
what happened to you? What happened?
Oh, I got pulled over on the 405 for servicing my husband because he was so smart of going into the carpool lane and having only one head,
probably. Oh, that's awesome. So he's thinking there's two of us, but the cop can't see you.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But there were two of you, so shouldn't he just let you go?
Yeah, well, that's what we thought. So we got pulled over, and he gave us his ticket. We went to court, and, well, I got embarrassed, and everybody's sitting there replaying the whole situation out for the judge, and the judge is, you know, looking at me, and I'm kind of smiling and giggling because I'm embarrassed.
Right, mm-hmm. Of course.
And he tells me, do you not know how serious this crime is? And I told him I did, and he didn't believe me, so he convicted both of us. Now we have to register as sex offenders.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Just because you were tired and you rested your head in his lap while he drove?
So if I look up that list in my neighborhood to see what horrible people live around me, you'd be listed.
I will be.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Until July something to register.
Why didn't you tell the cop, look, I wasn't feeling well, so I had to rest my head on my husband's lap, or I had to lay down or something?
I really didn't have a shirt on at the time.
Holy crap! What the hell were you doing while he was driving?
I think we know the answer to that.
Oh, you rule.
All right. Look, here's when do you have to register by?
By July 15th or 16th.
Mary, it's already established. I mean, the judge has already said the case is already closed. There's no further recourse for appeal?
No, we are appealing it. We got a lawyer. Okay, and
good.
We're appealing it because I work with kids. So,
oh, yeah.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
Because I was going to say, if you didn't have someone, I was going to say, the minute we get back from vacation, we want to have you back on and get you some help, because you have to fight this. That is such an absurd overreaction, and it's so, I mean, that just flies in the face of what the intent is of the sexual offender registry. It's certainly not the situation you've described.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
Consensual sex between a husband and a wife, and they've got to register. That's wrong.
When the judge said, do you have any idea how serious a crime this is, you should have said, it should be a serious crime for women not to do this.
Exactly.
They should be required to by the law.
And what did your kids in the back seat think about all this?
Why? They weren't there.
How dare you?
I'm just trying to find out if there's more to the story that she didn't tell us.
Mary, you should have said, Your Honor, if I can see you in your chambers for a couple of minutes, I'll show you how serious this was.
Boom.
As the cop pulled away, I finished the job.
Oh,
she's
Mary,
the best.
Mary, 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 Mary.
She's the best. Mary, you have to call us back and let us know what happens next, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you very much. That's a woman doing the Lord's work right there.
No kidding.
In addition to, we're done, right? That's it for calls?
Yep. Yeah.
In addition to Snoop Dogg, and again, go to Ticketmaster.com for his shows Monday and Tuesday. I want to thank our many, many guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including CNN senior business correspondent Ali Veshi for joining us today. Of course, the Apple iPhone goes on sale 1 week from today. Check it out. Thanks to director Jonathan King for joining us. This new movie looks awesome. It is called Black Sheep. Ralph, what's the tagline again?
Violence of the Lambs. Can I tell you a little something about Black Sheep 2 that we found out just minutes ago?
Black Sheep 2 is already out?
This is fascinating.
This is the greatest thing that has ever happened, by the way. It's only playing in two theaters in Southern California, the Santa Monica and the Sunset Lemley theaters.
Okay.
Not everybody, of course, who listens to us can get there this weekend to go see that movie. This is a great opportunity for you. DirecTV has Black Sheep available as a pay-per-view choice on DirecTV.
Oh, wow. That's
so you can watch it at home.
It's part of what they call the Independent Film Channel's
pay-per-view system. They have movies in theaters and on television. You can choose which way you'd like to see it. So if you'd like to see Black Sheep this weekend, but you can't get to one of those theaters, you can dial it up on your DirecTV if you have that system and watch it as a TV program.
Very cool.
That is fantastic. I know they're starting to do that more and more where they're having multi-platform releases, but that's great news for a movie, especially if, you know, a guy like me who it's not playing in my city.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can see it. That's awesome.
You can see it this weekend on DirecTV. So a little
fantastic
tip for you.
And Omar
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Not quite done. Okay. Thanks to writer Elisa Ludwig for joining us, too. She has written an article called Supersize Me That We Demand You Read. It's all about the feeders, and it's from originally published in Details magazine. You can find it on their website. That is that's a fascinating world we knew nothing about until today. Thanks to actress Jenna Jameson for joining us. She is the official spokesperson for Erotica LA, which starts today and goes all weekend long at the Los Angeles Convention Center. You can get those tickets through ticketweb.com. And thanks to Oscar winner Brad Bird for joining us, too, writer-director of Ratatouille, which comes out on Friday, June 29th.
All right. Omar is here with a plug. You know, Omar, how we have...
Got a plizzog, I think.
How we have Lightning wrap his plugs.
For shizzle my nizzle.
You're not Snoop. The price you have to pay for a plug is that we have to play your rap when you were battling when you were battling with K-Fed. You remember that?
Yeah,
this
is great.
Oh,
that's
right. Listening to this the other day.
It's Federlezzi versus Omar, right?
This is the worst rapping I've ever heard from anyone ever. Mm-hmm. Here you go.
So check it. Let me see my crystal ball. I'm sure it's gonna tell it all. Oh, look, it's Kevin. Brittany, I want you back. She's like, yes. F that. Oh, look, you get a job. Good for you. Looks like you're saying, psh, please drive through. You're done. It's over. You're all washed up. Let's all face it. You and me suck. Yes.
What are the chances that guy is a good DJ? Dude. What are the chances he can mix beats?
I'm going to do that live tonight.
I remember when we did that in the studio, and I motioned to Omar after his first little segment of rapping, and he took off his headphones. I'm like, can you hear the music?
dude, you got mad skills.
Thank you. That's the worst thing
I've ever heard. Okay, where are you going to be?
I do have skills on the ones and twos. Tonight, I'm going to be playing at Club Red. That's happening at the arena. It's 6655 Santa Monica Boulevard, just east of Las Palmas. I'm going to be opening up for one of the best techno DJs in the world, Christian Smith. And opening up for me is going to be Brian McGuire. For all the information, you can go to MySpace.com/DJ Omar. Oh, actually, yeah, it's MySpace.com/DJ Omar Khan. If you email me at Omar@krock.com, you get on the guest list. You get in free before 10. If you get there before 11, you get in for $10. Before midnight, you get there for $15. 21 and over, it's from 9 a.m. to 4 a.m. I mean, so 9:30 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's it. Done. You want me to wrap it?
Well done.
I will wrap it.
No.
I will wrap it.
I couldn't take you wrapping
Not that that wasn't good.
Club Red at the arena tonight. Everybody go. 9:30 p.m.
I'm more confused than before he started, if I can be honest.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Is this Robert Johnson?
Yeah.
Pass it over to me.
I think Robert Bradley, I think, is who Kevin meant to say, right?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
God damn it, I love pot.
Roll another one.
You want to get high?
No.
Just like the other one.
I think you do, Mom.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Smoke weed!
And I need another hit.
What about Kat Corbett coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock on KRQ FM passing Los Angeles. She's got Far Behind, the new one from Social D. Also the latest from Silverchair, if you can believe it. Muse, Metallica, and more.
Is just nature's way of saying hi.
Seems to be about to end. And I don't have another cent.
Smoking marijuana to blow your mind is like throwing sand in a delicate machine and hoping nothing goes wrong.
What he said.
Just pass it around. But don't fuck up that joint, my friend.
Hi, everybody. This is Chick Hearn with Kevin and Bean. You've got it right here on K-Rock. And don't forget, it's in the refrigerator, baby. The door is closed, the light's out, the eggs are cooled, and the butter's getting hard, and the jello's jiggling. Stay tuned for the best in radio on K-Rock.
I'll sign off now.
before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
What do you guys do over there after the show's aired? You just send the tape straight over to the Smithsonian?
This brutal ordeal is now officially over, and I will never speak of it again.
Listen, I gotta go.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.